This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, man with a face for radio,
Clayton McKee. Hi, everybody. Welcome. We are delayed in getting on the air because, well, what we thought had happened was Hillary Clinton was going to do a speech and talk to us about things that were going on, but we found out, we believe.
Well, she's going to,
but
not yet.
She's delaying. She's probably going to delay until California closes their polls, which is in just less than an hour, and we just quite frankly couldn't keep all of this excitement bottled up for another hour to hour and a half, so we decided to bring it to you now, just slightly after 7 o'clock. Actually, for you, Ryer, this is perfectly on time.
I think it's very, very, very on time. Thank you for indulging.
Now, thanks, Hillary. Hence with, the show begins at 6:45.
Also, I was early.
Now, in fairness to Marnie, unfortunately, the delay in show, Marnie showed up to here 10 minutes prior to airtime, which is very odd, and I thought to myself, well, that's unfortunate.
Actually, I love it when that shit happens.
Yeah.
So it makes Marnie comes running in, you know, at breakneck speed, and I'm like, oh, we're going to wait.
Oh, cool your jets, girl.
Yeah, calm down.
Good.
Take a breather. I'm like, in fact, Carlson and Al aren't even here. They went to Al's house.
Road trip.
Yeah, Ray.
I pull up, but your car wasn't here. I thought, I don't know what's happening. And I, honest to God, outside my car, thought, it is Tuesday, right?
It is. It kind of, all day.
You know,
I've done that more than once. I pulled up here and was like, wait. Yeah.
Now, there might come a day that I just don't inform you that it's literally.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No, it's just a you and I show.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll
for
go
those,
back and forth.
It'll be dusty muffins and like talking calmly for an entire 3 hours.
I appreciate that.
That's probably all we'll get.
We'll be able to.
Holy crap. Look at the chat room. We've got Bootsy Lamone, Drew, Meow, Cal, Joe D, Amina is in there, Dana from New Hampshire. Which, in Dana, in fairness, you posted earlier that people think that the shows that are on repeat, which I'm assuming is what you think or what you're talking about, the shows on repeat are not live. They were live at the time, but they are no longer live.
There's a time difference, and we don't play by all the time different rules. So you could see turning on at 6.
Sure. And some of our things are even topical and timely, so it could seem like it's a real good current show.
And I always enjoyed knowing that I was listening from the future.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
Nice.
I like that.
When I listen to old shows, I'm listening from the future.
And I like, dumbass, do you not know the word? That's all. Sometimes it'll wake
apparently
me up. Like,
cut the music. I don't know what that means.
Huh?
Cut the music. I don't know what's happening.
I don't know either. What music?
I don't know. It's apparently very loud.
Is Donna Summer?
Oh, there's
still
something.
Playing?
Oh, I know what it is. Stand by. I did not realize that Donna Summer was still playing. Let's cut the music like that. I'm sorry.
Al's fine with it.
Right.
Well, I like it better when I can hear.
Yeah, we couldn't hear it in headphones. It was in. Oh, that's interesting. I didn't realize it was in that shot. Well, we'll fix that. We got so much going on. Holy crap.
We're very busy.
You have no idea how many different cursors and things I have to touch and do.
Also, show without a technical.
That's
still
accurate.
At zero.
That's accurate.
Still accurate.
That's completely accurate. Okay. Sorry about that.
Already started. Damn it. We zammed. Okay. Let's make that word up.
What? Working it out.
We zammed it?
That'll be Jack Carlson from the future.
That'll be our drinking
word. Laugh now.
Zam. I'm not sure about what the hell that is.
Find out if samming is something that people could do. But whatever it is, you zam it down to zero.
Zam it down. Calm down, Joan. Holy crap. Well, anyway, here we are. You're here. Thank you very much for attending our show. It's 2:65. This is the 7th day of June 2016, at least from where we are. You might, and if for those of you that are in already to tomorrow.
Listeners of tomorrow.
Of the future.
Listeners of the future, absolutely.
That's great.
I hope it's a good day tomorrow.
Listeners of tomorrow. I feel like that's a Wild Kingdom segment from Mutual of Omaha.
And if you wait until October, I'm jealous of your weather.
I don't think the show will still be on repeat then, but we'll figure it out. Who knows?
I'm going to bring that up in the production meeting.
Oh, God,
time.
I wish we'd have one. That'd be fantastic. I'm kidding. I don't have time.
Lots of threats.
We talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
I had a real meeting today at 3, so I was...
Oh, you did?
Luckily, you can do that shit from a phone at home. Thank God.
Oh, that's so nice.
You remoted in. You called
Hi,
in.
Man.
I that is just the
literally app. Phoned it in.
Literally.
That's fantastic.
And it was kind of hard to hear, so I decided to just not contribute because I'm like, I'm just adding to the, like here, I'm just adding to the noise at this point.
That's what happens when I show up to in-person meetings, too.
Yeah. So I'm like, it's but I can't, like, sitting there, I would have to say something. No. But at home, I can just put it on mute and stare out
but
the window.
But when you, as I know you, I would think at an in-person.
I won't shut the fuck up. Well, no, that's a
no, I know how you are at an in-person meeting. I know how you listen. Mm-hmm. And then I know how people spout off all kinds of shit.
Mm-hmm. And I remember it
and
all.
And then you're forever. Like, then you're like, I got two things. And then you go into 17 things about why whatever the fuck they just said is never going to work.
Completely wrong, and they don't know what the fuck they're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. I could pretty much see. I could pretty much guess that that's how most things go. For example, let's look right now at Cobalt, what the meeting is going on there.
Oh, it's very busy. Very
God
busy.
Damn, that is a busy meeting. I think that's how a lot of your meetings go.
That
isn't
very
it?
Loud actually there. Kind of is. Yeah, that looks like it.
That looks like an actual
meeting. Looks like a full staff meeting right there.
Right there. God damn. I'm pretty sure that's
we have one of those tomorrow. I'm debating on showing up to tonight.
Could you Periscope live from there and let us all know how that goes?
Well, on one hand, I think, gosh, I'm on summer break. I don't want to do any extra work for you people.
Yeah.
Or anybody, really.
Yeah. So a meeting is extra work.
A meeting feels like extra work.
Because you're not getting
work.
Paid to be there.
Well, I don't even care if I am. I just don't want to go
Oh,
extra.
I got paid
yeah.
for mine today. I'm going to pick up the phone without cashing somebody's hand.
God, look at you.
I'm a good hooker. Good hooker.
Wow.
Well, $20 is $20.
There's nothing about my time that's free. It's just never happening.
I mean, there's
I'm
this.
Trying to figure out how we're paying for it.
That's a good call.
I have snacks.
I was going to say.
Booze.
How are we
I
paying
for
it? Oh, you paid for it. That's why.
Self-employed. Self-employed.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's my entrepreneurial skills with nuts and wines.
Paid himself with nuts and berries.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did not bring the cheese because I'm like, well, by the time I'll have fondue by the time I get here from his house to my house to his house on a bike. Sure.
Yeah. Oh, and this weather, my God, right now, hell yes. Oh, as we are live right now, if I'm not mistaken, our temperature, lovely, it's 102.
It's fucking hot.
It's about
which
102.
Which is better than the last couple of days.
Right. This is kind of normal for us.
Yeah.
But I guess we broke another record today, 111, if I'm not mistaken, for the Valley.
I think so, yeah.
Was our record today. So we're climbing ladders.
Well, and I don't know. I mean, with you guys, do you guys get, like, so angry in the heat, or are you just like, it's hot, whatever?
You've been doing shows for 4 years with us.
No. I mean, like,
around
I'm just
the
saying,
end of September.
Yeah.
Right. Where
especially
it's,
if the second week of October is still
sure.
this.
We're just done.
See, I get that way. And Aaron and
yesterday.
I were talking about no, actually, the heat just doesn't bother me.
Okay.
And I mean, yes, it's hot, and yes, it's whatever, but it's when I'm in the cold. So it's more like so for
and that's
Aaron
odd
and I, that,
for you coming from soda.
Yeah, I know, but that's
oh,
what
but
I hate.
I hate that
because
too.
I can't so, get warm.
Okay,
but I can cool down.
Okay,
everybody's oh my god, right? It's so hot there. It's why I moved. Yeah, I
don't need ice
I
and snow.
I had both a map. And an atlas and an encyclopedia.
And a forensa.
And I was like, hot, dry, no snow, little rain, win.
See, and I sort of feel the opposite because I know that I can like put more clothes and more blankets and I can provide right. myself with more heat.
Right.
This is about all the clothes you're going to get off. Like, this is
and that's
yeah.
what
as
Aaron
cool
says.
As that.
That's what, she's
I'm
the,
at
she's
a bare
the
minimum
with the,
for this
yeah,
weight.
Yeah. She's the one with the, as she said, the one with the heat rage. And it just, like, I look at it.
Someone
I go outside,
of my stature should not wear any right. less clothes.
Well, that's, you know, that's just it. Like, because
I've got all
I don't
the all the things are covered. Not, yeah. not hidden. Covered.
And Brand is right. Like, with that humidity and all of that, like, going back to the Midwest, you go in, that's why the summer in Minnesota was always like, oh, because, you know, it's 94 degrees and 99% humidity.
And like, happy birthday, Harrison. And Mark yes. Martinez has heard this 100,000
sure.
different times.
Sure.
I do not want to stand sweating in your beautiful city like a pig
yes.
and hear you say the phrase, well, we don't need air conditioning here.
Yes.
Bullshit.
Okay, first off,
I know it.
I hate you with 1,000 suns that are clearly beating on my back. No. And then second, you're a dirty fucking liar
right.
that I hate even more now because now you're a liar with 80,000
exactly,
suns on you.
Exactly.
I mean, just...
Because I'll just sit in the car with the air on it. I don't
now,
give a fuck.
Did you have, in Missouri, did a lot of people have air conditioning or no?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay, see, because
okay,
when
things.
I go back
no,
to Minnesota...
No, they didn't, but yes, my mother did.
Absolutely.
I was raised
we
right.
always
oh,
had
we always had air.
Air.
Oh, absolutely we did. Heat and air.
But when I went back Minnesota a couple summers ago, 3 summers ago, I think... Record heat, record humidity, record all this kind of crazy shit.
A lot of records.
Lots of fucked up shit. And I get back there, and we went to a bar, because we were supposed to go to a Twins game, Minnesota Twins baseball. And
isn't a Twins people, baseball game and a bar the same thing?
No.
Okay.
Because we were going to go to the game.
Seems similar.
People were, like, having heat stroke. Like, people were, they were calling yes. ambulances, doing whatever, because people drinking beer, you're outside, it's very hot, whatever.
Sure.
Right. We get to the bar, and they didn't have set like a whole central air thing. Oh. So we stood lots
and
of
a
people
monkey with
in
a fan.
Yeah,
just and one tiny little window unit sticking out of the middle of the wall
that the fat guy's standing in front of.
And it wasn't until then that I realized people were do you want me to turn on the air at their home?
Fuck yes.
What's wrong with you?
Get the humidity out of this house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now,
granted, I enjoy, like, for example, I was just in LA over Memorial Day weekend, and yes, it is a cooler temperature.
I got the chucks and the chucks.
But as you're walking, I almost feel like you're walking through water at times, because especially if you're a middle-aged, heavier, fat guy,
or girl.
I'm just not, I'm not being specific.
However you identify.
However you self-identify. But it's like,
she's a great big fat person.
I feel like that's a lie.
Silence of the Lambs.
Of the Lambs, right.
So,
is she one of them great big fat?
Some beautiful weather, L.A., San Diego, even San Luis Obispo when I used to go up there. But it's this, the humidity just kind of gets you, especially if you're not used to it. The thinner air, well, the drier air here. And then if you go to, like, the Denver, it's thin air. You can't breathe there.
Yep.
But people come down here and they're like, oh, God, air is so thin.
Even going to Flagstaff.
Go home, is
people,
what I tell them.
Even going up north to Flagstaff, 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
People will say that, I believe Aaron's dad was going up there and was going to hike whatever hiking thing is up there. You know,
from the parking lot to the IHOP. That's what
like
I did.
That's what I would.
Okay.
But
it's a long walk.
It is.
You're breathing. Like, you have to drink a lot of water. And you have to. It's just really kind of taking those
8,000 feet closer to the sun.
Exactly. But people don't think about
that's not much of an exaggeration.
No, it's not. But see, that's what with India and Amina talking
about. No,
that's
true. We're 1,000 feet. Flagstaff's what, seven or eight? So that was not a very big exaggeration.
No, but it's just funny that we are 8,000 feet closer, which is nothing in comparison to actually how far away. But it's humorous.
It doesn't feel like nothing when you're trying to hike up a mountain going.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. But the weather in other places, I always think about here, and like when Erin talks about how hot it is, and she just, we're that yin and yang, because I can deal with the one, something like that, right? We have to find that place.
Or big enough house with 2 units.
You need Northern Virginia. Okay. Not all that cold, not all that warm. You'll have a day or two in each extreme.
What about racism?
Northern Virginia.
Okay, good. Then maybe we found our place, babe. I don't know. But
humidity, it's still a problem though.
Wait, you come here every week and you're concerned about racism?
No, I'm just used to it here. I just don't know about moving from one kind of racist place to another.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Anant is saying that Indians die every year due to heat. People all over the valley in Phoenix, all the time, die everywhere because people are so stupid that they just think that it's 175 degrees and they can just hike up a mountain with one tiny bottle of water and then they just die because they get up there, they lose track, they lose their mind, they get disillusioned, they fall off the mountain. I mean, this happens all the time in Phoenix. People
not
die.
Disillusioned. I think he means dizzy.
Dizzy.
Well, they can
dizzy. All of a sudden,
disoriented. That's what I wanted. Disoriented. They get
all of a sudden, they no longer believe in Santa Claus. Right there.
No,
I came to the meeting.
Sorry, disoriented is what happens to them.
They're disillusioned.
They think that they are a mountain climber. Oh, no,
a couple
they are not.
Later, they're just going to be disenfranchised. I mean, there's so many things.
A lot of disses going on.
A lot of dissing. Lots of dissing.
Okay, so now we're going to quit dissing Clayton.
Anyway,
Kat, what'd you do this week?
Sorry about that.
How's that
curious
for a fucking segue?
I went down.
That was a marvelous segue. Yes, put down. Write it down.
Disenfranchised.
Disenchanted.
The most overused word this week that no one understands how to use it, and demagogue, the word that people are using it correctly, but no one that they're saying it to knows what it means. Those are the two words of the week that are just
well, there
lost.
Was a story that...
Like, if you can vote tomorrow, you're not disenfranchised. Disenfranchisement, your vote.
Is Stephen Hawking in your list of things this week to talk about or no?
Sure, yeah. Just another shit show.
No. No, I'm a serious question.
Yeah, no, it's not. But
okay, because but I read the story in regards to Stephen Hawking posted that Donald Trump was blah 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 demagogue and something else, and then all of a sudden the Google searches for demagogue went through the roof in certain areas of the country where they were talking about it. They're like, oh, none of those people understand.
Been, I mean, it's been every day of every week on TV that the like demagoguing is a horrible thing, and now there's that meme that says you're following a demagogue, and all three of the hillbillies on the right are like,
woohoo!
Yeah, like, okay, we don't know what that means. Like, you're not insulting us.
To educate our listeners,
A
demagogue is...
I feel like I should play a disclaimer at this point.
...is a political leader who seeks support by appealing to popular desires and prejudices rather than by using a rational argument.
Yeah.
So the guy who's running for president based on fears and walls and lies is a demagogue.
Right.
And there you go. There's your lesson.
Instead of right. And disenfranchised. It's not good. If you vote tomorrow, you just stop being disenfranchised.
You are not disenfranchised.
No matter what happens.
If you are prevented from voting or feel so hopeless about the voting process that you do not,
right,
then you are disenfranchised.
The good people of Hawaii's polls don't close until 3 hours after California. Just for a little bit of what's going to go on tonight.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're just going to like really like shut some shit down.
Bring it on.
The polls in Hawaii closed 3 hours after California. We have called almost every presidential election except for 2000,
mm-hmm,
when the California polls closed. The people of Hawaii are still voting. No one talks about it, but they're not disenfranchised. Yeah. They still vote. It still counts. We just don't know about it till the next news cycle.
Right.
That's not disenfranchisement. That's just time
unfortunate
zones.
Mathematics.
I call it delay.
Right. So if you had to wait 4 hours in a line to vote and they called the polls, called the vote at 7, you were not disenfranchised. You're just voting later than everyone else.
You may be disappointed.
Yes.
Oh.
Disillusioned.
Disgruntled.
Perhaps.
Oh.
You have not been disenfranchised.
Right.
So, Sanders listeners, use it in a sentence. Try it out. Did I vote today? I was not disenfranchised.
Right. I lost.
You also weren't disallowed.
Right.
You were not disallowed either. You
but
were.
That's different because disenfranchisement is about voting, and that's the word that they're clinging to.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Is they've been disenfranchised.
You are at a mathematical disadvantage.
Oh, God, this is a whole dis show.
But $20 word, not applicable
not
here.
Not a thing.
Yeah.
This is going to be the show called Dis Everything.
Yeah.
The floor belongs to Al Perkins for however long he thinks he needs it.
Okay, we'll, 7:30, we'll cut it off. So, math happened yesterday.
Ooh.
Which, shocking to many, many people that I found out are only reading the mails that they're getting in their circle. They're not like reaching out to other sources.
No.
And they keep using the word disenfranchisement wrong. So they're like, oh my God, it's a rig, it's fixed. Somebody's announcing something the day before. If you think back to the night that Bernie won 5 out of 6,
mm-hmm,
and then the night he won Michigan, Bernie was very much in the race.
Mm-hmm.
He was behind. It was gonna be a tough thing to win the rest, but it was very, all he had to do was get 55% of the remaining votes, either each state at 55% or win a couple of big states and get a big enough blowout that you can lose a couple smaller states because, again, it's to scale. So mm-hmm, New York's billion delegates to Wyoming's 3, a big number in Wyoming's going to get you not much. Okay? That happens. 5 out of 6, Michigan. Big surprise win in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Big deal, big vote, all the people that he's looking to bring into his camp, he's in the game. 55%. Then he loses New York at a huge gain. So what he did not do? He didn't win. What did he lose by? Quite a bit. She's got more delegates. Now it stretches out. Now you have to win 60% of the remaining votes. 60-40
every
race.
And we did that
race
weeks ago.
That's what I'm saying. So this didn't happen
this
yesterday. So this math is going.
Yeah.
So then he loses Pennsylvania. Another big, big state, lost by quite a bit, lost the delegates. Mm-hmm. So now he has to win 70% of the remaining delegates to beat, let's say the number of pledged delegates is 4,000. You need 2,001, and you have the majority, mm-hmm, no matter what happens.
Right.
When they call California, regardless of Hawaii, you're at 270. You have 270. You won the election. It's math.
Right.
We don't need all the votes. You need the electoral college here. You need the delegates.
Mm-hmm.
So now Pennsylvania goes under the bus. In Kentucky, what did he not do? He didn't get the 65 to 70% that he needed from all the remaining states. Now we come to today. And Saturday is what really threw the math off.
Yeah.
You get to today. Now he's up to needing like 80% because he lost New York, Pennsylvania, Florida, Texas, Massachusetts. He won big populous states. Now you're down to these ones. He needs like 90% of the vote. He's not going to get 90, but what happened? Well, he needs 90. She needs 10%. So simple math. Of the remaining votes, she needs to win 1/10 of all the votes. It was going to happen in New Jersey no matter what. Forget superdelegates, because Bernie told us that superdelegates are not fair. They're not democratic. They shouldn't be part of the system.
Even though in 2008, he was on board.
Right. But he said they're not fair, so we just throw that out. So now all you need is of the pledged delegates, since superdelegates are undemocratic, one more than half.
Yep.
She needed 10%. Then she won Puerto Rico and Virgin Islands. What did Bernie not do? He didn't win by 90%. So now he's down to, like, they weren't much, but now you need to win every single vote in California to get to that one more. He's not going to happen. And he's losing New Jersey by 20 by yesterday's polls. So what have they been planning since Kentucky? Her victory speech at reaching right. Bernie's set goal for when she won, 2001. Whatever the number is, get the pledged delegates, divide by half. We all knew. It was in the Washington Post.
Right.
She's going to, at Brooklyn Yards, celebrate her victory of having one more pledged delegate than Bernie. It will happen
one more
in
than
New
half.
Jersey.
Right.
Right. But one more than him is all you need to win an election. So even right. if he got
all of the rest that are out there, sure, sure, sure.
she got 2,000, you won the pledged yeah. delegates, and that's Bernie thing. She won the popular vote. Again, she's ahead by millions. Everyone that could do math and wasn't going like this when they showed the delegates, like, oh my God, that's right, I don't want to know. Spoiler alert, don't tell me. It's been on the news for weeks. The victory speech was supposed to be at Brooklyn Yard at 6:44 to catch the news cycle. Mm-hmm. We've known this for 2 weeks. So when yesterday post, well, we got it without the last, I think she needed 40 delegates today.
Yeah.
They just talked to 40 superdelegates and got to the 40 delegates, and the AP was like, she won. Bernie's been bashing for the last 2.5 weeks the Democratic Party, superdelegates, mm-hmm. all of us that vote Democratic are stupid. Like, he's just been insulting everybody. Now you want the party faithful to come to the abuser and give you, like, it wasn't that hard to figure out that the Bernie or bust movement weren't voting for Hillary, so if Hillary had somebody, they're probably not going to switch back. Like, it wasn't, it's just so not right. hard to see. It was like 23 hours early, and as I'm reading the posts about disenfranchisement and how unfair, and it's going to affect this and affect that, I'm like, this show by everybody's standards was going to end at when the polls closed in Jersey today. No. No matter what happened, Bernie lost. But unfortunately, Puerto Rico and West and the Virgin Islands, she got those couple extra delegates that nobody mm-hmm. was really doing the math and counting. Really, was like, oh shit! Now she like now we, she can oh, get yeah. 10%
these
in New Jersey.
These guys have delegates too. We forgot.
She could have lost all day today. Like, and she could have lost 80-20 in every single state today, and still had one more delegate than Bernie Sanders. Like, it's simple math. It was already over. So just think of Hawaii when you're crying today and using the word disenfranchisement wrong. The people in Hawaii never are still voting. 3 right. hours.
They've
after.
Already called the election, usually.
3 hours. Yeah. And if they give them until 8 o'clock, it's a long time earlier. So
I don't know what's projected currently in Hawaii. Do we know anything about that? Because I'm
No, Hawaii. No, I'm talking about in the general election.
Oh, not to
when everybody votes on the same day.
But when everybody votes on the same day. So that's this whole thing about disenfranchisement. That's why it's driving me. And last night, I didn't realize, like, I was all pissed off all day, and I realized you're just reading your own articles. You haven't looked out to be like, well, why would they say that Clinton pretty much has this. Like, why did MSNBC right. stop talking about Bernie 2 weeks ago? Like, what happened?
Man.
And then you just leave your friend's Facebook page
and
you go,
I wonder who MSNBC is for. You posted that in our
oh my God, I watched that clip and I'm like, I wonder who they're voting for. I can't
oh my God, did you watch Morning Joe and Mika? They're right. almost in tears at, like, just having to call Donald Trump a racist. It's been fun. So that's my that is my thing. Like, this was math coming. No one was disenfranchised.
Yeah.
They may have been, but it's not. If you're in a voting booth, you're not disenfranchised. You just got enfranchised. You just got franchisement right,
right.
there.
And
it's
even our crap journalism kind of was talking about this weeks ago. You know what I mean?
It was pretty much Kentucky that sealed the.
We talked about the math and the percentages that Bernie needed from that point on, and they were big numbers then. You know,
yeah.
Bernie needed to win 60-70% of the votes the last time we talked numbers like that. Like, and we are some crack journalists over here.
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, so I know that we've discussed this in the past, but let's refresh my memory. Why don't they have it?
Chili cook-off.
It's 2004. It's to get to each state to campaign.
No, but.
Like, why do they take so long?
Right.
Yeah, it's to get to the different regions and states to campaign. Because now you have, like, let's say it was a normal cycle and you had like 3 on each team that have to go to every part of the country, and you know, like, you need California, you need the New England states, you're going to get the South. It gives them a little bit, it's a way to reward, like, for some reason this New Hampshire thing in Iowa, why have the 2 smallest whitest states vote first?
Sure.
It's indicative of nothing, and it usually boots out, like Martin O'Malley left after Iowa.
Absolutely.
That's really, like, you're not even getting to his wheelhouse yet.
Sure.
he's going to be like a mid-Atlantic state. So that's what the new thing is of why we have to get rid of those two states as first. Like, why not have California, the largest, most diverse state, vote? But then you'll have people in the South, like, they don't represent me. That's not my...
Why not Texas?
Why not Texas? We're a big state. So then you're like, well, how do we cut this down? Do we make it 4 weeks? But then going first is a big deal because now your state's in charge of...
No, but just kind of cut through the bullshit of not going to every state. Have your debates, have, like, two or three debates kind of thing, and then on...
Well, debates
on X date,
and this
on
is
X
this is something
counts.
That
debates don't work. First off, people
no,
don't
no,
watch
no.
them.
I'm saying, if
but
people...
handshakes are what get you there. So you need to actually go
totally.
Hands on the people.
I know who I'm voting for, and I didn't shake anybody's hand.
Right, but we're not the typical. Like there's 60% of the country that's going to vote no matter what because they're Democrat or Republican, and then there's 40% that make maybe I'll show up, maybe I won't. Okay. Who is this guy? Why do I care? And you need him in your factory, in your city, in your town, in your state, a representative there.
It just seems It just seems a whole lot more productive.
Oh, it does. It's a stupid process. I'm just explaining it. I'm
sure,
no way
no,
defending it.
I appreciate
it.
That. And I don't take it that way. It just seems really ridiculous because I can understand why people, I want to see you. I want to shake your hand. I want to this, I want to that, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, if you're full of shit, you're going to be full of shit in my state, just like you're going to be full of shit on the TV or on,
But, like,
you know,
in the last election, I was not familiar with Obama.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I had some issues going in because I didn't know him well enough. Mm-hmm. So it did take time. I didn't vote for him in the primary, but... When June 7th happened, 8 years ago, and Hillary conceded based on superdelegates.
after Bernie had pledged his support to
Obama. 3 days after.
Before it was all counted.
Yeah, because it was all counted, because Bernie decided that it was fine.
Right.
This is how we do it.
Superdelegates, good.
This is how we do it.
Amina, you're killing me.
So... I needed time to research him. And if he had come to Arizona or I had a chance to hear him speak at length, because I had pretty much made up my mind about Hillary pretty early.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. Okay.
This time I knew Bernie almost as well as I knew Hillary when it started, so I didn't need a lot of information.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay.
The last 3 weeks when I knew the math was done and Bernie started shit-canning Hillary, and I'm like... Well, you're not really on our team.
Well, and I know that this isn't like a new thing, and we discussed it, you know, years ago and whatever. But
when something makes no sense, it's hard to get...
Exactly.
Well, John Oliver said it. Like, everybody hates the primary process, and everybody thinks it needs to be changed while it's happening.
Yes.
But they
wasn't it John Oliver that was like, hey, February 12th, let's all get together and let's talk about changing it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Then you've got 3.5 years to get it all figured out before we do it again.
I think that's indicative of how we are with damn near everything.
Right.
Like,
it's
we
hot
all
at
come
the
together.
Moment.
Right. Exactly. You know, people talk about, and this is polar kind of different things, but people talk about 9/11 and how New York and the world came together. Right, during 9/11. We all remember.
All for one, one for all.
Right, and then by 2002, it seemed like, and not that's being facetious to a degree, but all of a sudden then, well, that's done.
Yeah.
You know, and
let them clean that up. Let's move on.
Right, and so we all get very involved in things, and I'm at fault as well. Like, you get very kind of, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, wait, we need to do something about that. While you're in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you forget about it. So, I mean, that makes complete sense.
And, you know,
because Orange is the New Black comes out in a week. Like,
right,
I'm
people
get
distracted.
Yeah.
But, you know,
then you'll be back to wondering, like, why does the Electoral College work?
Right.
And, you know, it's funny.
And then we'll talk about it more.
And you think about that, and then there are all of us, and we're all guilty of this. I know that I have friends, and we all have friends who are involved in different charities and different movements and different things. And every fucking time you see them, you're like, God, I'm going to run into them, and they're just going to talk to me about XYZ every fucking time. But those are the people that keep shit alive and keep stuff going. Yeah. And you thank God that those people do that. That's their sole purpose.
You can't get it too far out of your mind. They're going to bring it back home.
They're going to bring it back home. But if people weren't like that and didn't get distracted with other shit like most of the population does, we wouldn't have things in town like Pride or a candlelight vigil or a Southwest Center for HIV AIDS because somebody is like, we have to have a center.
Right.
Yeah. And they beat it down everybody's mind or one in ten. Yeah. There's so many different things, charity or otherwise, that people are just like, they just never gave up.
Right.
Uh-huh. And though, you know, Orange is the New Black came on and we all got distracted and there was a bar fundraiser.
I'm not going to leave my house until it's over.
You're like,
right.
Oh, God, they're still trying on that. I guess I'll all right, here's $5 more.
Right.
Oh, God, she's still singing.
So I'm glad that there are people out there who do not forget things and keep things going, even though
Touché.
I do admit there are some you just you see, oh, they're there, and I just avoid and go around this way, and yeah. I hope they go out that way because I just I'm not in the mood to talk.
Well,
about
not it. All of those people work for charities, though.
No, no, they, no, no. That's true. They don't. Some of them are bar owners. Laura, our yes. friend Laura Mastropiano, yes. Sent us a message in the Facebooks
Pietro.
On our. You say just, it. I don't know.
I know because it's Laura. A difficult.
She sent
difficult
us this
name.
Picture and said she'll have to get this on the repeat, but she wanted you to know that this is what she's thinking right now. So
that's fantastic. Atta girl, Laura. I love
back
it.
Back to you, Twat Wobble.
So fuck those idiots.
Ah, that's great.
Oh, in a transition known as a horrible segue, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, now we can do like, what did you Kat do?
Kat Carlson, oh, what God. Have you been up to? I think you went camping.
It's been a very busy week.
Hokey smokes. Update us all, won't
so
you?
So it was the annual camping trip, which was lovely. You know, lots of people and friends, and it kind of reminded me of like an online meetup. Like, I don't know if anybody at this table would have done that, but it used to be when you would meet, like, a community of people online, be it your AOL chat room or your Live Journal or your whatever you were into, and then they would do these meetups and you would meet these people that you only know online face-to-face.
Okay.
That's almost how I feel about these folks because I see a lot of them on social media and our kids go to the same school, but we don't actually interact very often
okay.
until the camping trip. But it's very fun to see everyone again. Kids had a wonderful time. My ears got sunburnt.
Oh.
Blah, blah, blah. It's fine. I forget that they're
I feel
there.
Like there's a story.
No, when okay. applying sunscreen, I forget that I have ears. And oh. then 6 hours later, I'm like, why are they kind of numb and puffy? Oh. Yeah. So it was wonderful and fun. It was hotter than I would like, largely due to the heat wave here. We were only 2 hours away.
You were north, right? North
yeah, we were on the Mogollon Rim.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So we were just on top of the rim. So a little warm.
The rim, by the way, is a phrase we use in Arizona to describe a section of the Grand Canyon.
And a lot of people
talk about it. No.
Is that the Mogollon Rim?
No, Mogollon Rim's the other way. The Grand Canyon, mm-hmm. if you're looking at the map of Arizona, Grand Canyon's this way. Mogollon Rim's that way.
Eastern.
Yeah. And
okay.
And the Mogollon Rim is actually kind of a little bit fascinating. I learned a little bit about like how it was formed. That area of the world at some point was an ocean or an inland sea and was all completely flat. And then over a fairly like geologically short period of time, the rim shot up, went back down, and shot back up. And then the big forest of ponderosa pines grew. And yeah, there's all kinds of like
about 8,000
oceany
feet.
Fossils. We had a park ranger come and talk to all the kids. So we learned a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I did the pink Jeep tour and it was just, I had no idea what the term meant and that, or what the name of that thing was called.
Yeah.
And then they took us out somewhere where you can actually see the whole circle, which is just, I mean, I'm sure from above you could too, but to see that you're in what was clearly someone's swimming pool.
Sure.
Far larger than us, but it's like really cool to see.
It's a very cool part of the country, and it's very cool to, you know, kind of talk to the rangers. And we got lucky. We got a good ranger who was like a former teacher and loved it and liked kids. And like, that's kind of important because sometimes those people are just really dry. But we had a great time.
Dude is a ghost.
We think Sharon suffered from a little bit of heat stroke, and so we actually ended up coming home a little early.
Okay.
Just like half a day. We were supposed to come home the next morning, and she kind of looked at me at 3 o'clock one afternoon, and I'm like, yeah, you don't look so good. She says, take me home. I said, all right. Packed everything up, came home, which was fine. Nobody was sad to sleep in our own beds.
And yeah, I totally understand.
No one's ever
not
sad
all
about
all eyes
no.
will weep for
no,
you. Yeah.
No, not even a little bit.
No one was upset. The children were mildly upset. Then they were like, yeah, all right.
Yeah. Call it.
Can we drive through Burger King on the way?
Right. Sounds good to me.
Can we unplug Grandma and go? Because it's time.
I know. And then unfortunately, early the next morning, our air conditioning stopped working.
That's always fun.
So that's been a challenge. They still haven't called. And I was yelling at some poor guy in a call center, not realizing that he was not actually in the property management office and he was just in an answering service. I yelled at him for a while, and then I sent a strongly worded email.
Hopefully not to him.
No, not right. to him.
So it doesn't look like you're yelling at Becky.
To the actual property manager.
I haven't seen it yet. I did not get the chance.
And then if that wasn't enough excitement, we decided to go ahead and adopt another cat.
Oh,
so we have a new pet.
Meow.
He's currently hiding under the couch because he just came home yesterday.
Name?
Is the cat named Hannibal?
His name is not Hannibal.
No.
His name is currently Curly.
Oh.
Curly.
It may evolve to Charlie because I can't remember that his name is fucking Curly. Whenever I'm looking at him, I just keep calling him Charlie.
So,
but if his name's Curly, do you kind of go, nyuk, nyuk, nyuk? Is that how you call him? You play three blind mice and he shows up.
So far, he's been there a little over 24 hours. Nothing's working yet.
Oh, it's a day. Right. It's new. A day. Never mind.
He's,
all right.
He's a new baby. But we've been talking about it for a long time.
Or like a cat that...
You know, we went... Ronan and I went shopping. We went and did the recon. And
they, very important work.
Yeah. Very important. Play with all the kittens first. Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's meet that one. Let's meet that one.
There's no way I could do that because I would then have a lot of kittens.
And I do. I do. Every time I love and hate adopting cats because I cry for the ones that I have to leave behind. I'm like, why can't I take you all? It's terrible. But we did end up... No, he's older. He's huge, too. Yeah. What?
I hate when songs come to my head. You said you were kind of, for all of a sudden I went
caught
to
in a trap.
No, I was like, don't cry for me, orphan kitty.
Oh, they're not crying for me. Well, no, because
I don't think that's copyrighted. Right. I think I got that one free and clear.
Well, no, because when you're playing the like shelter adoption game, you're trying to get a feel for
with guys.
See? You know. So in a very relatively short amount of time and in a very impersonal setting, you're trying to get a feel for like this animal's personality and how he's going to interact. And you know, our youngest is a little special needs, so I took him first so that we could be the most calm about it, because when everybody got there, my god, it was a hurricane.
Sure.
I apologize to the woman from the shelter ahead of time. I was like, so I'm going to call in the troops now, and there's only two more of them, but you're going to think there's 20.
Right.
But yeah, we, you know, there were some tiny kittens available, but there was just this one guy, and he's just a huge orange kitty and just beautiful, and he just had a good personality that I think will match really well.
Good.
And so far the two cats like have met and there's no issue, so I think they're going to be good in a couple of days.
Good.
Yeah, so everybody's got company and everybody's happy. And
yeah, I walked up to
Crazy Big Adventures
to take the to pick up the dogs. They were having their physicals.
Okay.
And there was a fucking sign outside that said adoptions today, and I stood there in the parking lot, and it's 100 and some odd Jesus, and I just stood there and I went, fuck. Like, because I can't,
now I can't go shopping.
I can't go in because if you have your little, like, there have been times where I've walked through there just to get dog food or just to get something, and they have, like, the whether it's kittens
they always have the kittens, because we were on a Monday afternoon.
Oh, they breed like motherfuckers.
I will not walk in and go past. Well, like the kitties. Will take the whole long way around before I have to go past anything that has anything in the little kennels.
Anything live?
No, not going to happen.
I'm okay walking past the birds. Those fuckers can stay.
The birds, the reptiles.
You seem happy.
Like, as long as you're in a
this
fucking
cage. This
feels
like a good environment for you.
Good for you. Stay there. Chirp.
You seem happy.
Fuck off. But I will avoid the cat. But when they have the dog rescues and they have the little kennels.
Oh, all those people standing out in fucking front.
Oh, I can't. And I think it's rude and kind of illegal.
Well, and it's
that they don't have like a cashier set up outside and like a little run boy and run girl to go get. I need this and I need this and I need this. Here's my credit card. Because I can't go past them.
You realize it's the game. They know the game.
I totally get it. What so I'm saying is my animals are going to be hungry.
They're never going to do that.
I'm making food for them at home that
they're
night.
They're never going to do that.
Oh, it's awful. No. Awful. Yeah. To walk in there and see that.
Yeah, that's why I said, no, I love and I hate it. But, you know, I had... Most of my cats have come to me just kind of organically as strays.
Mm-hmm.
Like almost every pet that I've ever had has just kind of shown up on my doorstep, or I've fished him out from under a car in the middle of the night at a diner, or you know,
that's got
to
be.
That's what living with Tim was like,
right? Like that's totally happened to me. I think
he
three
was fishing
I think
him
three
out from
times.
Underneath the cars.
No, Tim like, and that's what Tim was doing with cats, and I lived with them. I ended up living with them.
Oh. Sure,
all of a sudden was crying at Safeway.
Remember? And then he tried
turn
to pretend
off your
he was
radio.
Allergic. He tried to pretend he was allergic to cats.
No, that was that was
no, but that was
that's how the first
else.
Cat got in.
Oh.
I thought cat number one got in.
But weirdly, it's been a dry spell in my life because I don't usually seek out a new pet for adoption because
they just
show up right.
But no, we've been almost 3 years with only one cat, and he's getting awfully squirrely.
Okay.
He needs a friend.
Yeah, you need some entertainment.
So we ended up, we made the decision and went shopping.
Good.
So here
he's
we are.
Getting squirrely.
Now,
well, he started that way. We won't get into it, but yeah.
Was it oxygen deprivation at birth or something going on with this cat? Now, do I assume that all cats are fixed and nothing else is exciting going to happen?
Yeah. No, nothing else exciting is going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the new one is older. He's almost a year old.
Okay.
So he's... all fixed and all shots and all happy, and he's bigger. He's bigger than the old cat. He's huge. This cat is huge.
Have you seen the monstrosity
here?
The nuclear disaster that lives at her house.
You know,
What is your point?
The Godzilla of cats.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that
Margie
cat.
Mac. Yeah, she's not tiny. That 25-pound cat.
I was just thinking, if my cat gained like 45 pounds, he'd probably be as big as Marty. So.
By the Marty's a cat.
Right. Yeah. Oh, there it is.
Two similar names.
Wow, look-alike sound alike.
T and N, and I'm just going to Al talk it.
I'm going to close the door and let you two at it, knives, whatever's available.
I have a very large cat named Marty, and that is Marnie.
And a
Marnie.
Very large friend named Marnie.
Did I not enunciate my words? Is that what happened?
Well, we just like to make sure that other...
Just in case.
The listeners out there know exactly.
Weren't especially listening and then realized.
Right. Right.
Like, thought that I had stirred up some shit.
Well, I just don't want anybody to think that I'm trying to offend her.
Well, no. And quite frankly, I'll offend me. That's funny. Oh my God, that's very funny.
I always feel that my life sucks compared to you, because you have good stories. I don't have good stories. I don't feel.
Sometimes I make them good stories. Sometimes I have to just, you have to add to them a little
true,
bit.
But I
could have just
even...
said, Clayton, I went camping, my fucking air conditioning's out, and I got a new cat. Pass.
Hey, we could have saved a lot of time.
All right, so this will be easy. What day is it?
Tuesday. Every
wow,
week.
That we all had to think.
Survey
says.
Actually, we did something very exciting.
Did you get a new cat?
To adopt a cat.
Well, oddly, mine doesn't have anything to do with the adoption of an animal. In my world, that's
or
different.
The kidnapping?
Whatever. However.
Did you abduct anyone?
I didn't abduct anyone, anything.
That's very nice.
This week. Aaron heard something on NPR, you know, the NPR that makes me go to sleep.
Was it Prairie Home Companion?
Nope, because that makes her a little insane.
I love Prairie Home Companion.
But we,
especially when Garrison Keillor sings, Aaron. I love it when he sings.
We were at...
now you're just fucking with people.
Yeah.
No, because she hates it.
We were at Changing Hands and getting some books, and she goes, this is something I'll never read. And like pulled out Garrison Keillor. It made me laugh. Like,
oh, I'd read it. In fact, if it was an audio book, I'd listen to it every day. I enjoy him.
Hashtag Christmas. So anyway, Aaron heard about South Park. It was a... the Trey and
Trey Stone
yeah. And
Matt Parker.
Show's been around for like 15 years.
I could not think of Matt Parker.
No, I'm like, how did she just hear about this?
Yeah, no. There was it's a small playhouse. Look at what she said. It's worse than 118 degrees. That's something to say.
And I know the scale of that comment.
I know, right? Anyway. Aaron, if you can tell me what the name of that playhouse was, because I don't remember.
Is it the Garrison Keillor Playhouse?
I don't believe it was. But it was fantastic. It was in Paradise Valley. I actually commented to Aaron that we were kind of in your neck of the woods. It was right across from the Salty Sow, I think it's called.
Oh, shit.
Right. Right across the street. And it was it was really a fantastic little venue. And there
were a venue
like
across the street from Salty Sow. There's an Olive Garden across the street from Salty
Sow. No, it's right behind it. And there was it's just a fantastic little venue, and they had six people that were up on stage, kind of retelling the story of Trey and Matt, and mm-hmm. how they met and how they started this whole South Park adventure and mm-hmm. Book of Mormon, and they did it through one guy narrating and then the rest of them getting up and singing all the different songs. And it was called Equal Opportunity Offenders, right? But what was the name of the venue that it was held at? It was really fun. It was. I was laughing so hard my cheeks were hurting, because if South Park the fact that it's so goddamn offensive.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's just delightfully and deliciously offensive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
They struck gold and don't seem to be able to get the spoon out of it.
Well, and watching it, I think it's more so having gone to see the Book of Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed the Book of Mormon, the musical.
Oh, yeah.
But I more so enjoyed watching people make the face, like, my God.
Okay.
Got in the S mouth and Penta.
Exactly.
Were you never a watcher of South Park then?
I was. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I loved watching South Park, because when it first came on, I just remember thinking, how are they getting away with this shit? It's fantastic. You know? So it's just brilliant.
And I had the season that just aired or finished recently, that's the one that I didn't get to see it, but that's what everyone is talking about as being, like, so on the button.
Is it?
Like, what every city is going through. Like, every U.S. city is going through with gentrification and, like, right. hipsters and man buns and just goes Absolutely. At everybody with both barrels. And supposedly it's a lot of fun.
Well, and
I've had people, like, confess to me, like, oh, no, I'm a horrible person. I just watched South Park, and I'm who they're skewering. They're no longer right. they're no longer after easy targets. They're after me.
Well, and I think right. that if anyone can, if people are watching that and don't go, oh, I've done that, or, oh, I can see how that's offensive or whatever, then they're just as they're delusional, you know, because there's so much out there. There was
one
gentleman.
Would you call them disillusioned?
I don't know.
Which gift word would you like to use? We have a variety to choose from.
We need a dis word.
I think they're very disenfranchised. No, is that wrong?
Well, if they weren't voting during
maybe.
It, then yeah.
I always thought that was when McDonald's took your store away.
You lost a franchise.
Then you don't get a vote in the
Thanks,
in the
fran-
No, but literally, that's where that word comes from, too. To have a vote.
You don't have a vote anymore.
Yeah, stand by.
So there you have it. But anyway, digress.
Sure
it was just very, very, very fun. And there was a couple of people that were sitting in the audience that were falling out of their chairs. They were laughing so hard. And all I could think, they had never heard the Book of Mormon. So when the singers were up there and singing different things and going through these different songs, this guy was falling out of his fucking chair. So just watching the audience was very, very fun. We did that. And I'm sure, because I missed last week, that we've done a whole bunch of other things, but I don't remember, which is weird.
You That's are all? Correct, sir. The second definition of franchise is the right to vote.
Okay.
So, Drew sported the man bun before it was cool, he says.
Well, he's got long hair.
He really does have long
hair. Yeah,
that's a legitimate.
That's legitimate. Yeah, like, that's what legitimate. Else are you going to do with it besides put it in a bun or pigtails? Ponytails. Right. No, pigtails.
Pigtails, yep.
It's a horrible thing to describe something as, but they're delightful.
But I do enjoy that.
Pig
that
or pony.
Nice. Pick your pork.
Brony.
And a high pony, and I'm just happy.
I'm not saying a horse is pork, but I totally, it just... Yeah.
It happens.
Anyway, the end. Erin's going to leave me this weekend, so what? I'm going to be...
Where's she going?
Seattle. She's going to go see her sister.
See her people.
Mm-hmm. I think...
Weather. It's the right weather for her.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Rainy and dark every fucking day.
Why don't we make a deal? If you think of it, you somewhere Thursday, Friday...
Yeah.
Saturday,
yeah.
So pick a day, one of those days.
Yeah.
You book a Genius Bar appointment.
Oh, sure.
And you just tell me when the fuck to show up.
Okay, that would be a delight.
I just want to get this done.
I would love
it. And if Aaron's out of the picture, that means I know you're free. She's not going to call you. She's not going to call you to interrupt you with something about rescuing a fucking cat that looks like, you know, Sammy Davis Jr. or whatever the fuck she does.
So a Jewish
Mine
cat?
Looks
no,
like
I just met a small black cat with one eye. I don't care if he can dance or not, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. Meow, Nagila, meow. Get it? Nava,
who can
Nagila.
Make the rainbow?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Nagila, meow.
Come on. But anyway, if Aaron's gone, if you got time, we'll do it.
All right.
The candy man can.
Oh. Yes, he can.
In other news, I just Googled and now have a list of all words that start with disc.
Oh, good.
There's 1,691 of them.
We will be here till midnight, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Just so you know.
Number 463. Thanks,
whatever, Marnie's girl,
Our
dog.
Our listeners are not disaccustomed to that.
Oh.
You disgust me.
Oh.
It's just a word. Just
so
a word.
You disgust me.
Wow.
Just a word. And
fancy
just,
use of an almost prefix. I like it.
Well,
it
nice.
Was just a...
If I had a cowbell, it'd go ding, dong, ding.
I'm a trust fund baby.
Alfie,
you
could you tell
me.
Us what you've done?
I went to breakfast and did not get pancakes.
Oh, worst breakfast ever.
They were not available on this particular brunch establishment's menu.
Followed immediately by a rant on Facebook in regards to the same topic.
Pancakes.
Well, it was just
Set
a funny
the place
thing that
on
the one
fire.
Day I went out for breakfast... I went after work.
This pancake's on fire.
You must disaffiliate yourself from that establishment.
Okay, if that's how this is going to go, the whole goddamn night, she's going to just dis...
Siri, please disaffiliate me with this show.
Hashtag disaffiliation.
Dear diary, today I was disaffiliated. Plan for tomorrow. Google disaffiliated.
This seems like a very disagreeable outing.
If disemboweled comes up at any point, I think we have a problem.
I would like to dispute the results of all of
this. So it was just a weird set of events that, like, planned this breakfast with people, but then I didn't eat at work, and it got busier and busier and busier. And then finally the cafeteria opens for breakfast at 5, and I was, like, seriously starting to shake. So I was like, fuck, now I got to go eat now. So I went to breakfast and just had coffee with people. Because I had just eaten, you know what I mean? So it was like, all right, that's another day at the table. Yep. And it just happened. It was like, ooh, we got to breakfast. Like, I'm in the mood for pancakes.
Yeah.
And then it was like four times in a row where it was like something went wrong, or like, I was like, oh, do I really need to eat like 16 pounds of pancakes before bed? Maybe I'll just have 16 pounds of bagel.
Sure. Totally, yeah.
So it just kind of struck me as like, oh, like... The stars were in line, and then the restaurant just didn't offer them. I'm like, if you can make crepes. But I was like, I didn't want to be that person. Can you just thicken up the batter and turn it into a pancake and tell me if you got syrup?
Right.
How disappointed you must have been.
Disillusioned, if you will, with the art of breakfast.
I'm disbelieving this entire story.
Is that even a word?
Yes.
Disbelieving. Disbelief, I've heard, but it's disbelieving.
It's just a congregation.
It's the act of disbelief.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So then I had a meeting, and I just convinced the person to hold the meeting at IHOP, and things were eaten, things were done, got a pancake in my mouth, life is good.
Where are you going?
She's disavowing the entire show.
She's disengaging in the show.
She's disembarking the room.
God damn it. This is going to be
This is so much fun for me.
For
so
you.
Tomorrow you can use the word prefix correctly.
Look at that.
Clayton, you?
See, I don't have any exciting stories like her, except I'd like to... I think there needs to be more... precise classes in regards to phlebotomy in the world.
Oh.
Because I went to...
I heard lobotomy first.
No, I didn't... No. Phlebotomy. It was the annual, the annual, for those people who are of a certain age, you sometimes have to go annually, and you do, there's blood work done, and they draw, and they test, and they check, and they make sure that you're fine and on the right track.
Right, well, a certain amount
I
of
swear
discomfort.
To God, if I could find a fucking phlebotomist who could nail it in one try and not mutilate me, I'd be fucking thrilled. So, twice on one arm, once on the other, a lot of chitty chat talk about, are you distracted? Are you distracted? Are you distracted? Draw the fucking blood. Get me out of here.
Do you have some discoloring now?
I figured tomorrow this is going to kind of all blow up, but this one he got somewhere over there. But anyway,
and,
it just drives me crazy.
Just a heads up.
I'm sorry.
Who don't you want as your phlebotomist? Me. I...
Oh no, I would not want. I would not want you to do it because I think it'd be weird to have...
Because I suck at that.
Well, no, I didn't know that. But now I will disallow you to ever be a phlebotomist for me.
I seriously...
You are henceforth discredited.
Discredited, oh!
I could not hit a river with a dart.
Good to know.
Wow! I couldn't hit a river with a long dart.
I just came up with that on the spot,
that's
too.
Funny
but
as
yeah,
shit. That
we're
is
adding
very
it
funny.
To the routine. Because I tell people, I'm like, trust me, I will not even... The needle won't even come near you if I can't, like if I'm not, like, 99% confident, because I just hate sticking needles into people.
Oh, I don't,
like,
I don't enjoy
well,
being
that
stuck.
Didn't work.
No, it's, no, not
it feels
that.
Feels weird to me.
The other thing...
I give shots all the time.
I did a post not too long ago on the Facebooks about... And I think you responded to it. I don't know if you did or not, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where in the house you feed the cats. Now, going back to cats.
Oh, sure.
It doesn't matter where you feed them.
Oh, because I've
matter.
Got mine in zones
if we
right
become
now.
A cat show,
they,
I'm gone.
They barf anywhere. It's not on tile. It's not on the concrete. It's always on the fucking carpet.
Oh,
always.
Yeah.
So I've got this new little trick with the cats. And they were all on board. This was working like fucking clockwork.
Were you just shoving two fingers down their throat after every meal?
It's that's because,
bulimia.
No, because what happens, the way the cats work, Marty's the fat one who will eat everything. He'll gorge himself because he thinks... He was out of a litter of cats that lost their mom. So I think there's some this in his head that food is never coming again. So I'm going to eat everything I can possibly eat at once.
I have a cousin like that.
It's kind of like when you go to part of the carnival. So I always feed him.
One of seven.
I always feed him a smaller amount of food and then I feed the other cat larger because she's fine and yada yada. Anyway, so he's always done first. So the deal was open the front door. They go right outside. No barfing inside. It was a wonderful, wonderful thing. The other cat followed.
Old.
And then you discontinued that practice?
Yeah.
No, then it got fucking hot. And they're
like, they don't want to go
I'm
out
not
now,
going
yeah.
outside anymore. So it's just been it's a frustration. So and now I've got to figure out a new tactic of maybe I just feed them somewhere else other than, you know, maybe I feed them in the carport where they're already outside. I don't know what I do, but I'm going to figure something out because I'll be goddamned if I'm going to continue this summer.
Please send your suggestions to info.
Yeah.
At Q Talk America.
It's just annoying. Jesus Christ. Drives me crazy. So that's it. I have blood work, it's hot outside, and cat barf. Those are the three things I had written down.
All right.
So we've rung every bell.
That's fair.
What happened?
Anyways.
Brand, yes. Cats, I just think that's what they do. They eat and then they just barf where it is. Unfortunately, Marty decides to clean up most of it again, but I have to follow him around with a towel and finish up what he didn't. But it just drives me nuts.
That's like the worst job on a porn site.
I'm gonna go ahead and go on record and say, knock on wood, I'm so glad I don't have pukey cats.
Hey.
Now you just jinxed it. Aaron, I hope they're all just gonna be barf-a-rama.
Barf-a-rama.
Did you know that disfrock is a word? I assume it means to take your clothes off. Yeah.
Oh, I thought that meant... What are you looking at? I'm looking at disfrock over here.
Definition, like verb, frock. To unfrock.
Defrock.
Defrock.
I think I like defrock better.
Yeah, disfrock sounds a little funky. Defrock.
Madam, would you kindly disfrock? I don't know.
Well, let's do a quick update for those listening from the future. California has closed. Oh, it has.
She was already into her speech, by the way. I'm already getting quotes online about her speech, so I don't know when she started that.
But 1% in, just this second results came in, but it's only at 1%, so we won't even say them out loud.
Right.
But, other primaries, of course, she won New Jersey, she won, excuse me, New Mexico, she won Montana, I think is still deciding. How does this alphabet work?
Google has, Montana has only 3% reporting.
Yeah. Oh, no, I have 32 on mine. Clinton slightly ahead. North Dakota went for Sanders. So he got 4 more delegates in that. And then South Dakota, it's neck and neck. It's leaning Clinton, but it's still neck and neck.
We'll figure all that out.
Google has like 86% of them, though, so it's getting closer.
And where?
In South Dakota.
Yeah, that's what mine just bumped to that, too. Oh, mine's at 90. 51 to 48.
Google, you are the worst, Burr.
Yeah.
Disrupt, distrust. I mean, two other dis words. Discuss, that's another one. Very nice. A lot of disses going on. This show is going to the cats. This and other things coming up in just moments. Hey, we're going to do our little crossover. Coming back, Al's going to have the drinking word. Then we're going to go into headlines. We're running a little late, but hey, it's our fucking show. We'll do what the hell we want.
You started late, too.
We started.
It's my podcast and I'll do what I want to.
There you are.
Do not be disloyal to us.
Don't diss us. Disfed. Anyway. You all keep figuring out dis words and dat words. It's Q Talk America. It's the show. Thank you for being here. We'll be back. I can't even think of a word. Starts with this. So
soon.
We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh, hey, everybody. Welcome back. It is the show. It is a Tuesday night. We're in studio. You're in studio with us. If you're in the chat room, thanks for being there. We're going to kick right into this, because if we don't, we'll be running further late than we already are. So here we go.
And now, a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. and that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Well, I've had to change my idea because now we have to go with disc because it's...
I'm disgruntled about that.
Yeah.
I'm disgruntled about
so
that.
So disc is going to... Anything disc is going to be our... Is going to be it, huh?
You do not disappoint, sir.
Oh, there's that.
Well played. You guys are going to be hammered.
That's all right.
Discombobulated.
Yeah.
Oh!
That's fancy.
Yeah.
That's like it.
Marnie, you ready for this?
I'm going to do my best.
Here we go. Headlines coming at us on, what is this, a Tuesday night?
Allegedly.
Don't despair.
Hey!
Oh, criminy. Oh, my God. Bachelorette parties ruining gay life.
NRA gorillas.
Floridians in battle over Lake Horny.
Good night, Mary Lou.
Man gets head stuck in washer.
Disconnecting with the French.
Mom thinks she finds drugs in daughter's bedroom.
Wasp burials.
And how the states like their gay porn, and we have maps to prove it. These and other exciting things coming up right here on Q Talk America on a Tuesday night. Oh, hokey smokes. Well, I know this will strike a chord with several of you in this room because we've all worked in bars. In fact, I was hoping Al would be here for the story because it actually has to do with someplace he vacations. I'm not sure when Al's coming back, but if I figure if I talk long enough, he might show up to hear
the
story eventually.
Soon.
Al, where are you?
I'm here.
All right, there you go. Well, you see them marching down Commercial Street in Provincetown. They are three or four, sometimes ten deep. They're all made up with their flat ironed hair slapping at the tiny straps of their backless mini dresses. Airbrushed makeup, which may look more like Easter egg colors than anything else, as they trot by in their towering heels. Horror appears on the faces of the beach bum locals who consider whether to call the police or the EPA for their presence. It's a Friday night in Provincetown in late August, and the delicate ecosystem of this town is in dire danger. Plopped atop a sandbar in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean is a threat by a new and unfamiliar scourge. They are simply called the Bachelorettes. If you ask the P-Town residents and the other vacationers, these Bachelorettes are basically yanked directly from a bad reality TV series. They are loud, dismissive, entitled, violent.
Dismissive.
They're just like Hummer dealership versions of human beings.
That's good.
That's really
When they're
good.
Not skipping out on bar tabs and throwing drinks at the DJ, you might spot them in the early morning hours considerably more docile after a little dose of calm and shame sets in, and they're doing a little shopping around town with their alcohol meets gravity-induced black eyes, or maybe a broken finger. Provincetown has never seen anything like it, and now they are coming in quite literally by the bus and boatloads nearly every weekend from the months of June to September. According to Tom Yaz, this has been traced back to 4 years ago, and an article on Boston.com that listed Provincetown, among other destinations, as a great New England spot for brides-to-be to celebrate with their friends. Prior to this story, to it being broadcast or aired or shown, they were getting June brides, and they were mostly well-behaved. Now it says that they're just inundated by menacing packs of them all summer long. Now, I know, and we all, I'm sure, can attest to this, though Marnie's been out of the bar scene for quite a while, mm-hmm. and as have you, but it has gotten progressively worse, I'd say, in the past 5 to 7 years. Yeah. In the bars, and now for a little while, a lot of the bars wouldn't let bachelorette parties in because it was the we can't get married, fuck you, stay out of our bars, quit celebrating what you can do because we can't. And Barbara Seville, though she welcomed it in her shows, she always made it a very, very clear point during the whole thing of it's nice that you can get married. Like, she made it a clear point that you bitches celebrate, but you celebrate because all of us cannot. Right. And now obviously that has changed a little bit, but I just know from personal experience of DJing shows on the patios at various bars and things, they are 9 times out of 10, they're the amateurs of New Year's Eve. Yeah. They can't drink. Yeah. They're bitch. They're entitled. They think that everybody thinks they're cute and loves them all, and they're just fucking annoying.
Wow. Do you know, I had one group in not too long ago, fucking bachelorettes. They came in.
I have a lovely picture, by the way, of a bachelorette party.
Oh, yeah.
I see.
I particularly like the one on the, on the right. The one on the right is dismounting her bike.
It looks like Fat Amy.
That's why I go.
from Pitch Perfect.
From Pitch Perfect. Yeah, yeah. Fat really Amy does. Was openly masturbating on a street in Provincetown.
She loves that bike. Yeah. Continue
Honey,
on.
Let me just get my flashlight out.
You know, I recently had a group come in. They were high maintenance. They were loud. They were disruptive. They were disrespectful.
Oh, God damn it.
I know.
It.
That's weird.
Weirdly good at this game. Nicely disproportionately done. Good at this yeah. game.
Jesus.
I disparage your remarks.
Yeah. But anyway, one of these girls got it into her head that she could just walk up to someone and drink people's drinks.
Oh, oh. Wow.
No
oh.
shit. Just started walking up to guys and just being like, hey, what does this taste like? And drinking their drinks.
No.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then when I called her on it and said, honey, no, no, we're grown-ups. We don't no. do that here. Because I fucking talk to them like they're children because
yeah,
they act
like it. Yeah.
I said, honey, we're grown-ups at this bar, and we don't do that. We all buy our own wow. drinks, and we drink our own drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it again,
yeah.
or you're out of here. And she looked at me, and honest to God, said, but I'm a girl. I said, young. So the fuck am I? Get out of my bar right now.
And that confused the fuck out of her.
Yeah. Well, and it did. It yeah. did, because she had spent
she
the last
became,
half hour
she
calling me him.
Disillusioned at that point.
That, oh, them spikes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, and I don't, you know, I'd never, ever correct
she has, like, one less handful of hair today.
Did you just say you never, ever correct people?
When they well, miss, never, when they misgender me? No, no, no. When they misgender me, I don't give a shit. You call me him all night. I don't give a crap.
Yep.
Go ahead. It's so much easier for you to just go ahead and do that than it is for me to explain.
It is just astounding, though, right. the
we'll
way they are.
For,
yeah.
yeah.
But yeah, looked at me and said, I'm a girl. And well, so the fuck am I. Get out.
And the other thing that's so interesting is that, and I don't know if it's because, you know, Sven, their hairdresser, who they've been friends with forever, they just think because they're good friends with him or whatever, they come into the bar.
Listen, girls.
They grab everybody. They're handsy with everybody. And not all, but there are a lot of guys in the bar who look great. They have great bodies. They work out. Mm-hmm. They're all beefy. So they're handsy and touchy, and they're touching old guys who could be their father or their grandfather in a bar. And super they just gross. Think it's fun to play around. And, like, we're not there for your enjoyment.
This isn't a zoo, honey.
No, no. Oh. We're not an entertainment center.
And I've always said that. Like, this is not...
It just drives me fucking crazy. But the interesting thing about the story was the fact...
But I would like it better if they stood outside the glass and pounded on the window.
Oh, that would be a lot of fun.
That would be better.
If you throw a baby and you can shoot one of them.
Like the gorillas do. Oh.
Brief side note.
Yes.
Did you see they released the 10 seconds, like not even 10 seconds, probably
more
3
footage.
Seconds more footage to see what happens before the adorable part where he stands the baby up?
He's dragging him through that river. He's dragging
yeah,
dragging
I saw
him
that.
Violently.
Yeah, violently.
Like,
yeah.
like that story changed a lot.
Oh,
with
well,
the whole regards
yeah.
to like, oh, he was protecting the kid.
No.
Did you see the 5 yeah. seconds that they say to not just show it first?
Like, no. Peter, I'm sure settled down. How... He was yeah. playing with the kid because it was a new, shiny, noisy right. thing in its environment.
But when you, if, sure. you're, if you have a kid and you watch the first couple yeah. seconds of that video, you do not stick around to see how that 10 seconds
no.
ends because
no.
that looks like it's a violent death.
Right.
Yeah, and even if that's how that yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I just
however,
want to say that they were smart to release those couple seconds prior that they were keeping people safe from.
Yes, so
fuck you.
It doesn't matter. The gorilla is dead. I'm over Facebook.
I'm disillusioned.
I'm super disillusioned. You know what we should do? We should take these fucking bachelorettes and just pile them into the
put
gorilla
them in the gorilla thing. Because they want to be watched.
Tell the girl you're a girl. Tell the girl you're a girl.
But they want to be watched. They want all the attention on them.
You know, when I worked at Cash, they would come in and be like, oh, well, I'm just here to see how many girls can hit on me. And I'm like, guess what? Zero.
Right.
We saw you coming.
Yeah. And you're in a man's
go,
bar.
Yeah. Right.
Two
well,
things.
Well, at Cash, you weren't. No, no, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well.
Just,
I'm saying.
Well, I mean, just.
It hit or miss.
Just because we called her Man Jan doesn't mean she
I
was actually
I didn't even realize we got in the car when we changed location. So imagine.
We went on a road trip out. We played show tunes.
We
it was
so
a wonderful blocks. Time.
So with that, because we're all sitting there with former bartenders and or bar sure. workers in some capacity, do you have a...
I think I just got called a hooker.
No. No. Do you have a worst bachelorette party story that you could share briefly?
You know what? They all blur together and they're all horrible. There's Missy. I'm drinking all of the drinks, but I'm a girl. There's like the amount of vomit that I've cleaned up from bachelorettes.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid. Yeah, I'd have to say about half of the bachelorette parties that I've encountered, I've thrown out.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. Marn, over the years?
There was one at the Biz, when I worked at the Biz, and because some of the people that came in there were a lot. And really, you're not that pretty. You're just not
nobody's
that pretty.
That pretty.
Nobody is.
Right.
And so that kind of thing, when they would come in, I agree, like how they just get handsy, or they, you know, they're hugging and they're this and that. And it doesn't matter if it's male or female. They think that it's because they were in a more lesbian bar that it was okay to just get grab-assy. Mm-hmm. And
it's a free-for-all.
It's a free-for-all. Right. And look, because this is fun for us. This is a zoo.
Yeah, yeah.
Although... I'll be honest, even outside the bachelorette party, like just drunk straight girls
totally
give me anxiety. I just think there's a head injury about to happen because they're just flailing around and they don't know. How are you in the world?
You just don't know it. You're 5 minutes post said head injury, and that's why it's going so wrong.
That may be true, too.
You can't see the whelp on the back of her head.
Status post, ground level fall.
The minute some straight girl gets up on the stage to sing some karaoke, I have to walk away. I'm like, she's going to bust your head open, and I'm going to be mopping up.
Disabled girls, yes, they are disabled.
And by the way, you can use that term.
Any bachelorette parties for the BS for you, Alfie?
I mean, there are no good ones.
Right. No,
the one that was the one that just annoyed me the worst was it was one of those nights where I was working and a guy that I was seeing was sitting at the bar, had come in for a drink, and I was just trying to sneak little conversations in. It wasn't a busy night or anything, but. So it was just like, and then they came in and it was busy and he was only there for a little while, but he was cute guy. And the one girl in the party, and I think she was the maid of honor, wasn't the bride, but she was just on him. Ugh. And like wanting to like snuggle up against him and trying to drink his drink. And I'm like trying to have a conversation with him. Mm-hmm. I feel like we hadn't seen each other for a couple of days. There was some reason why I actually cared that he was there.
And it doesn't matter. He's actually your friend.
Right.
Yeah. So... she just wouldn't let up. And I'm like, is there just any way you can just find someone else to whatever this thing is you're doing to someone else? Like, this, like, like you guys are already being, like, you want to be like, you're already pissing me off. And now you're on somebody that I like.
Right. And you're a disaster.
And so he was so
uncomfortable. Disaster.
Yeah. He was so uncomfortable. I mean, clearly winning. He was so uncomfortable that finally he was like, what part of I'm gay are you not getting out of this? Like, I'm not interested in it. It's kind of gross. And he was honest. He's like, I don't know how old you are. Like, they carded you, but I'm not comfortable with you rubbing up against me right now because I don't actually believe you're 21.
Yeah.
I'm like, unfortunately, she is because I had seen her ID. And so it was just uncomfortable on so many levels. So finally, like, he and I just made out. Made it worse.
Made it worse, right.
Oh,
can I watch that some more? Oh, dear Jesus.
God. Right.
We were just trying to prove he was gay. Like,
yeah.
He's not just sitting here hoping some stray pussy's going to walk in. You know what I mean? Fuck. Oh, right. God.
Yeah.
That was the day that I was like...
She was very disillusioned.
No. And disavowed.
Absolutely.
Disavowed.
That was, and that
should
was one
be
that
dismembered.
It really... Yeah. It was so icky and inappropriate. And she was young looking that I was like... And I got him being uncomfortable.
No.
And plus, you know, she's like, and he was a bigger guy. And so they looked awkward. Mm-hmm. It looked like, oh, this could go ugly. And you could say that I tried something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it made us all, they were just being sexually aggressive. And it was very uncomfortable.
And it's not okay. Like, they think that we're the bachelorette party. We're God's gift to you.
Right.
Well, and there are people just in general that will come into a bar and think that.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure, but they don't often travel in packs.
In packs. Right. You're right.
They don't get off the shuttle bus.
Headwear.
Right.
And a party bus.
The time that I was thinking of at the biz when they came in, it was the wanting to take pictures, and.
Continue on.
Sorry. It was wanting that they wanted to take pictures, and they wanted to. You know, like get into the group when she says travel and pack. She's right.
Yeah.
Like get in here. And they took one. They're like, this will be funny. So I'm standing in the middle of them taking this picture. And one had, like, they each put a hand on my breast, like standing there. Like that was okay right before it kind of like, surprise. And I think probably in the picture, I'm like this. You know, what the fuck just happened?
I thought my mammogram wasn't until November. Isn't
there a no squeezing policy here? Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
But that kind of thing where it just isn't...
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable.
It's kind of like walking into any kind of a straight bar as for us as women and kind of saying, gender be damned to that, but walking in and just grabbing somebody's crotch.
Which I did like three times.
I'm not saying that last week it didn't happen. It was, I'm saying.
And I forgave you.
It's just right. Not as right.
That's how she got on the show.
And I had met him Monday before. Night, right? I just couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Now, had they grabbed my crotch during it, it would have been fine. But it was something about the breast.
It was a moving truck. It was parked against the wall.
No, I have a strict don't touch
really
me
no
policy.
But I, it wasn't.
Did you have your U-Haul shirt on?
Yeah.
Right. Second date. Yeah.
I'm driving the 14-footer with a hitch.
Got it right out back.
When that joke stops being funny, I hope I'm dead.
Just stay
because
smart.
I hope to no longer be in control of my faculties if I sit stone-faced.
During a U-Haul
lesbian U-Haul joke. Yeah.
It's always going to be funny. You know, I've gotten like old and bitchy about it. People will be like, oh my God, can I have a picture and a hug? And I'm like, nope. Don't touch me.
Okay.
And they think I'm kidding.
Let
me
get a magazine. No. I'll get you a picture. The hug was definitely never happening.
Don't touch me.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you take the picture from across the bar?
Can we just kind of lean in?
This is my safety space.
Right. I do lots of those, yeah.
Yes.
And I like that Brand said way earlier. He said, if you can't walk in... I can walk in heels drunk. If you can't, don't wear them.
Oh,
yeah,
no, that's true.
I saw that.
Brand, I'm assuming you're talking about Blake's in Atlanta? I'm assuming Blake's on the park? I think we've actually talked about this before.
Have you been? You've been there?
It's my client. I did the installation of their computer system.
That. Yeah. That's cool.
Marnie Ryer, it is your turn to take a story. Do it, girl.
All righty. So we, you know, we were speaking of said Cincinnati gorilla earlier, and you know, the NRA has gotten involved in seeking to prevent further zoo tragedies.
If only more gorillas had guns.
Arms gorillas. Yeah, we want to arm the gorillas.
The gorillas should have guns.
That's right. Isn't that a song? Gorillas with guns? No, that's girls with guns. Maybe something.
Tommy Shaw is going to sing a song. Good.
Right. Well, and Tommy Shaw was in the band with Ted Nugent, so it only makes sense.
Oh.
Yeah. It only makes sense.
All right.
I'll get that for you. The National Rifle Association has today insisted the tragic death of, is it Harambee? That's how I've been pronouncing it.
I'm going to go with that.
The 17-year-old gorilla could have been avoided had Harambee been allowed to exercise his Second Amendment rights. Wayne LaPierre, NRA spokesperson, said the only way to avoid tragic shootings inside zoos is to make sure that there are more guns available to those involved.
Literal guerrilla warfare.
Absolutely. He told reporters, if someone is pointing a rifle at you, even though you've done absolutely nothing wrong, then you should be able to defend yourself. I guarantee that poor gorilla would still be here today if he had been carrying a sidearm or kept a rifle of his own within reach.
Oh,
anyone would think twice about opening fire on a gorilla if you thought it might shoot back.
You would not.
Of course.
But you know what? I will tell you this. I have to interrupt.
Please.
That PETA read this as serious news and is starting the petition to arm
I'm
the
sure,
gorillas.
I'm sure. Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm sure it's true.
Yo.
I'm sure it's true.
PETA'd be like, hell, it's better than eating a hamburger.
Right there. That's right.
Better one guy got shot in a zoo outside the exhibit than somebody
ate
exactly a hamburger.
Right. That's exactly right.
Oh, my God.
Of course, in Cincinnati, you need a permit to conceal a sidearm.
Well,
and
sure.
Who is going to give a permit to a gorilla, even though it's his constitutional right? It's time to hold President Obama accountable.
That seems fair.
Others have been quick to criticize the authorities, who are extremely keen to discharge their weapons during the incident.
I never realized how much this came up in regular conversation.
Isn't this a fun game?
That is fun.
I dispute the numbers.
Word games are my favorites.
I'm serious. She's getting a double plus good over here. This is winning.
Well, because it's borderline puns. So
yeah, all that's
good. I don't appeal to Marnie.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Gorillas start with a peel. How does that all work?
As one anti-violence campaigner told us, this is yet another tragic teenager shot by the authorities for no good reason.
17-year-old.
When will this cycle end?
It's a teenager.
Hashtag gorilla lives matter.
Silverback lives matter.
Right. Hands up.
You can't question it. It's just math.
It's just math.
The whole situation is very disconcerting to me.
Nicely done.
Now, I hope this doesn't come to bite me in the ass, but currently...
Yes.
With not much of the vote in California, Clinton 62-36, but not much of the vote in.
All right.
That was like 1%, I think.
No. It's up now.
Yeah.
North of
Haram,
one.
As there you go. Hey, Molly. Mina says Harambee was 2 years younger than Michael Brown. Well, hands up, Harambee.
I wanted to laugh at that, but I didn't know where to go.
Yeah.
Clever.
It's okay.
Can't laugh.
Yeah.
It is a, it's a, oh, it's a funny pun, Molly.
We gotta stroke Molly for a minute. First off, I'm gonna be crunching for the next few minutes, and that's gonna piss her off. But then she was abused by the Sanders.
She sure was.
She was abused by a Trump slash Sanders committee. Oh,
I heard a little bit about it.
What had happened?
Well,
she got called everything but white woman by some lady she knows.
I've seen you, Molly. You're white.
Being called white woman
by family, I believe.
I have seen her.
That bitch called me everything but white woman. It's one of my favorite jokes.
Now,
Molly, you're a danger girl.
Now, I did a little risky posting today because I read like the first two lines of her post, and then I saw that you'd come in, and I'm like, well, if Al's on board, I can be on board.
Clearly.
So then I just found that meme that was posted where it was like, I'm whatever the fuck the guy's name is and I'm a rapist. I just posted the picture. And then Marnie gets here and she's like, did you see the post about what Molly did? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh shit, did I do good or bad by posting that picture? I don't know if
What stance did I take?
Well, which one did I take? Exactly. So apparently I did good. I don't know. Molly, tell me if I did good by posting the picture of the meme of the guy.
Oh, no, that was a different story.
Oh, two stories. Oh.
She had a picture, and then she had a story today, kind of guiding you on your vote choices when it comes to Trump and the unfortunate story.
That's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay, because the election, was a picture, and then there was the other one that was
I'm talking about the one where, you know, she talks about the rape stuff, and then she says, remember who you're voting for, blah, blah. Then you chimed in with the vice rapist in charge, or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah. Almost vice rapist.
Almost, chief, right, all that stuff.
Paul Ryan, he's formally known.
Right.
I mean, we do shorten it for colloquial reasons.
Well, you don't want to be, you don't want to be discourteous all the time.
Oh, nice.
God damn it.
I'm sucking at this so far I'm running a D-. If I hadn't thought of it, I'd be at an F.
You know what? Read more books. Read more books and you'll discover more words. Just trust me.
Fuck. Right now, because
I wasn't the sole architect of the plan.
Right now, you're a disaster.
There wasn't a diss in that fucking word.
Disaster.
Cheers.
Mazel tov.
Well, I might get a little more here if we go into this next story.
Getting disconnected.
Well, a Florida man's desire to change the name of a nearby lake is arousing a lot of controversy locally. So is the lake's name. It's this lake. It's called Lake Horny. Lake Horny Drive is actually the street runs near it. Barry Zimmerman of Lakeland, Florida lives on the shores of Lake Horny, but is petitioning to have its name changed. It seems Zimmerman is sick of all the jokes that keep popping up when people mention Lake Horny. Zimmerman petitioned the U.S. Board of Geographic Names to rename the lake, according to the Lakeland Ledger newspaper. Zimmerman told the board he does not want to denigrate Mr. Horny's contributions to the history of Lakeland, but wants the name changed because it's... Oh, and this is good. I'm going to fuck this up. You watch. It is homonymic to a vulgar term meaning... come here. Look, come here.
Homonymic means
homonymic.
I want you... Homonymic. Read this line, Al. Homonymic to a vulgar term meaning... What's that?
Spell it.
Okay. It's... Homonymic to the vulgar term meaning concupiscent or libidinous, which is dirty.
Oh, right.
No, I got that part, but I didn't want. I thought I'd save the words because they were big words.
One
woman who used to live on Lake Horny Drive admits that she used to get embarrassed by the street name, and she told ABC Action News that she actually would tell people that she lived on Lake Horny Drive. The woman also said that she changed the orientation of her house during a remodel so that the front door actually was on a different street so that she could change her address and no longer live on Lake Horny Drive. The lake was not named after the slang word for sexual desire, but out of a desire to honor a gentleman named Julius Horney, who helped develop the Lakeland, Florida area back in the 1920s. Zimmerman wants to drop the name Lake Horney and rename it in honor of, and this, because this is so much better, Alfred Lodwick, an aviation pioneer who built a military pilot training program back in World War II in the Lakeland area. The Geographic Board has asked Lakeland city officials to weigh in with their opinion before making a final decision. City manager Tony Delgado told the Lakeland Ledger that the federal agency indicated that by saying nothing, the city government is simply actually in agreement with the change. So if the city doesn't balk, they'll just turn over and they'll change the name of it and everything moves on. Delgado said the comment in his emails, in the emails he's received, most suggests that most residents are really against changing the name of the lake. So is the Miami News Times, which passionately defended Lake Horny's name in its editorial, saying, quote, "This is, of course, very stupid and should not be condoned. What does this say about all the people out there who have to go through life with unintentional, hilarious names? What of all of the Mr. and Mrs. Coxes, Dixes, Cummings, Cockburns, and Gaylords?
Well, Cockburn, really, you gotta
come go. Come on, you can't not.
Do we say that the residents of Florida with snicker-worthy last names that no matter how hard they work and how much they contribute to the community, that they can never dream of having a street or park or lake named after them, all because teenagers have ill-developed senses of humor?
Oh boy, Brad.
Poor people on Lake Horney.
Well, there's a 49-year-old over here that finds that kind of funny, too.
Absolutely.
So is the whole Lake Horney or just parts of it?
Well, Brand says finally a street name I can connect to on a personal level.
Number one, if you read more books, you would know that it's spelled wrong. So it's clearly a different kind of
Horney. No, right. It's got an E. It's got an E in it.
Right. And number two, I'm pretty sure that's what we called the neighbor's swimming pool when I was in high school.
Exactly.
Oh!
If you show me where to dive in, maybe you won't be horny anymore.
Did your neighbors know that, or no? Shh.
Where are you going, Kat? Going to Lake Horney.
Yeah.
We used a fair amount of discretion.
And probably
good.
A lot of bleach.
Very good. I do
We were very discreet when going to...
I like it.
I'm going to suggest...
What the hell did you think she was doing that? Bleach was the appropriate cleanup solution.
I'm pretty sure.
Was it murder?
A wholehearted scrubbing with soap and water wasn't going to get the job done.
Add more chlorine.
Oh, fuck no. Bleach that bitch.
Need some bleach.
Yeah, well, I've said bleach.
Your imagination went somewhere truly, truly horrible in Lake Horney.
It was very...
Long time ago.
in Lake Horney.
All of a sudden, it got really, like, Breaking Bad. Yeah. Here. All of a sudden, like, stuffing bodies into a barrel and throwing chemicals on them. I don't know what's happening.
Hydrochloric acid. It's awful.
Gonna Dexter our way through the pool party, I guess. I'm not sure. Find out where somebody is.
I need is some plastic wrap and some duct tape.
And a bone saw.
I hate to say it, but I am going to use that sometime this summer. I'm going to have to Dexter my way to this pool party.
Nice. There you go.
Do you have a lot of plastic sheets or saran wrap? I need to Dexter my
I know what aisle of Home Depot that lives in. I can help you, my friend.
I think that I'm with Drew. Anyone else wondering what the other street name in that photo was?
It was Euclid.
Oh, was it?
Euclid, okay. Yeah. Okay. I put it back up again, but I've deleted the shot, so otherwise I would let him... I would show it again.
It was Euclid.
So, to go with our drinking
word. Use your words.
To our drinking word.
Okay.
The French legislation suggests employees deserve the right to disconnect.
Oh,
that's right. Very nice.
I even had a story ahead of time with our drinking word.
Had no idea.
Yeah.
It's all very magical.
It's all coming back to you now.
It is. Well, like a bad Celine Dion song. like disco of the 70s. Uh-huh. What? Disco? What? Yeah. What?
See, it's good. It's now there. You're trying too hard.
Yeah. No. I actually worked that right out. I did not.
That was so subtle. I almost didn't notice.
I know.
I'm just telling you. I'm good. So checking your work email, like there for me, like I'm constantly on my email, constantly on my email. So when I saw this, I thought, oh, I'm enjoying the thought. Checking your work email on a weekend or a holiday, as part of planned labor reforms, new legislation in France would encourage companies to create policies to help their employees disconnect.
From
the office. Buried inside this hotly contested kind of French labor reform bill is an amendment suggesting, it only suggests, that companies of 50 or more employees draft formal policies to limit the spillover of work, specifically as it's related to digital technology, into the private lives of employees. Mm-hmm. This, according to the BBC, would involve establishing a policy that specifies hours when employees aren't supposed to send or receive emails. All the studies show that there's far more work-related stress today than there used to be, and that the stress is constant. Employees physically leave the office, but they do not leave their work.
I completely agree, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Absolutely. They remain attached by a kind of electronic leash, all like a dog. The texts, the emails, the messages, they colonize the life of the individual to the point where he or she eventually kind of breaks down. The interesting thing, I mean, because when you leave your job at the restaurant, do you have to, aside from emotionally, do you have to continue?
No, we have meetings. Like there was a meeting today, and
but do you have to like check email constantly or check
Email comes up, but I've kind of already done the disconnect on this. I won't check an email unless I'm at work, because again, I'm not doing something for free, and some of those just get long, and I'm like, it's not entertaining me in any way.
Right.
So I wait, and like my first day back, like I'll be off 5 days, I think, this week. When I go back, I have 5 days of email. So that's part of my work day is like people will be like, oh, you're not doing anything. I'm like, actually, I'm checking my work email. Like, this, right. There's stuff in here that right. we
but
need.
But good for you that you're like, no, not while I'm off. Okay. Yeah. And how about with you?
You know, I've actually just kind of started because unfortunately, a lot of my like work and life is so very casual.
Right.
And you know, like it overlaps a lot. And with social media, it makes it a whole lot more. I recently, right. just before I left on the camping trip, I've removed Facebook from my phone.
Okay.
Good I'm done. Okay. Like I will, I still need to check in and I still need to like, you know, post things for whatever. But I'm pretty much done because it's kind of stressing me out and I'm always plugged in and I'm always like looking and I'm always the first one to see the petty bullshit on the employee page that doesn't matter at all. And then it makes me incredibly angry sometimes for no reason when I'm supposed to be off
work. Disparaging remarks.
Right. Right.
Ah. And then,
yeah.
But absolutely, I agree. I mean, you.
So yeah, I and then I went camping this weekend, and so I turned off all of my notifications.
Okay.
Nice.
Except for text, and because I have that ability, so I went into all the apps and I turned off all notifications. Sure. Like, Facebook cannot notify. Well, I took that off, but like no Twitter, no email, no Snapchat, no. There's a ton of them. Like, there's so many apps on your phone. I disabled all of them. The only thing that was getting through, if you could, because I had terrible cell service, the only thing that was going to get through was a phone call or a text.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not inclined to go put them all back on.
Sure.
Because I get it. It's so stressful. It's at you all the time, 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 all the time. Like, when do you get to be in a moment or be away from it or anything? So, yeah, so I'm...
As much as we get pissed off when it's like, I have terrible cell service, right? A lot of times you're like, God, I can't... We've become so accustomed to this, but at the same time, how nice that... Because I've turned off a lot of the notifications for my phone, and it's just a lot quieter.
And it's better.
It's a lot quieter. Yeah. Just,
the other thing that buzzes on my phone is... messages.
Okay.
Text messages, which I don't get a whole bunch of, or Facebook messages, which I kept meaning to turn off and I just forgot about it.
Right.
But you know what I mean? But they just come up on my screen.
Yeah.
Well, like, I don't get alerts from I don't get news alerts or anything like that. Yeah. Like when it's time to look at the news, I look at the news.
Yeah.
Like,
I have CNN, which I need to turn off because it's a lot of stupid stuff. And Clayton, you're constantly because you're constantly
my world
on.
Is 24/7.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I really related to you with this because I was thinking just enough.
Yeah.
Like at what point can we close down?
It's even interesting. I'll get I got an email over the Memorial Day weekend about something that is very not priority at all. It's a low, very low thing. Even the customer admitted it's low priority. But I get it like on Saturday afternoon.
Right.
So that's Saturday, then there's Sunday, and then there's Monday, which is Memorial Day, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I get 2 follow-ups on that, and like it's Memorial Day weekend, and you've already said this is low priority. Mm-hmm. Why is it that I need to send you an email back on this holiday weekend to tell you I got the email? Yes, it's low priority.
Right.
Just annoys the fuck out of me.
Right.
Yeah.
But I get that a lot. Now there are some things I get, like people question where's their deposit? They didn't get something. They're concerned about a closeout or a bar tab.
The financial situation.
Those things I understand.
Right.
But if you're emailing me literally on a Sunday night at 9:30 about something that can totally wait till whenever, you know.
Printer that they use once a week. Right. That's out of
or, mm-hmm. but, right. but I have got most of my clients to do email rather than text because I'm like, I'd rather have a timeline, a documentate. Texts get lost, and like I can't search back 7 months and find the exact text. I can do a word search on email and find that a lot easier. Plus, it's a timeline.
Yeah.
I know when you sent it. I know when I responded. We have an entire timeline of all issues or any problems.
It's a much more convenient format to do that kind of business in.
Yeah.
Well, so, and if we don't respond to certain things, you know, that it is people's money or their
lives depending
on
for you, not for me.
That's why I had to take that call.
Granted,
we have someone in a hospital like that. Just they had to call 911 right before I came into the show. So. Like, I have to take that, you know? But there are those kind of things with the and as Amina said, try being self-employed.
Yeah.
With people at 2 o'clock, they're sending, and that's what you and I deal with as well. I have people that'll send something at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, doesn't matter what day of the week, and by 8 a.m. the next morning, if they haven't received a reply, then they're like, well, did you not get my email? What?
Right.
Well, wait a minute. Now, wait a damn minute.
Yeah.
And if I do reply... My boss will say, well, I don't want you sending emails after 10 or 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. Most of them are going to go out at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right, sure.
Yeah, because that's when you're thriving.
That's when I'm thriving.
Yeah, because I never worry about sending you a late message because I'm like, oh, that bitch up.
And if I'm not, I'll be asleep, you know.
And I'll complain sometimes that, oh, I could probably make more money. I do a lot of work. And then I like close that door at 7:30 a.m. And I'm like, oh, nope, you're not like... Yeah. The only reason they're going to call me is to do more work, which they have to pay me for. But there's no one's calling, asking me questions. Sure. No one's paging me for information. Well, let the people that make more money hit. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Management is the worst gimmick ever.
Yeah.
I'm just the trained monkey
at the circus. Like, all is well in my world. Like,
well, show's
over, monkey goes to bed. Yeah. See you later.
I really got into this idea of disconnecting. But then I thought, how? How?
You have to set that boundary and just do it.
But the boundary for me, like in making that happen, in thinking of people, because it's so real to someone who's dealing with someone who's with their, and again, I'm being punny, but they're with their disability, you know, and people, they don't shut that off at 5 o'clock on Friday.
No, right.
Somebody doesn't stop having Down syndrome on Saturdays and Sundays, or holidays. Mm-hmm. And so that's where it becomes really difficult. Because I think if I don't look or if I don't answer.
I've always managed to get myself, and this is, I don't know how it's always happened, but I've always, since out of high school, I've always managed to be in a job that I could never disconnect from.
You're right.
Broadcasting was that way because that's 24/7. Okay. And I was always in part of the capacity of it wherein if something went down or somebody couldn't pull a shift or whatever, I was at. I had to do it. So that was one. And then...
To
a point when I worked corporate, it was okay because, I had a pager, but there was always an on-call tech. I didn't have to do that so much. But again, with the gym and the salon, that was all of us. That's now with what I'm in doing now, I've always been something that's fucking 24/7 I can't walk away from.
Yeah.
But at some point, I'm looking very forward, and it's going to be very foreign when I do disconnect. And I can, and only like the three people that I ever want to have call me again in life have the number.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do because it's going to be like, is it
I'm
on?
I'm going to miss you.
Well, yeah, I know.
I know, right? I think that's personal.
It's an awfully short list. I feel like I'm not on that.
I agree.
I was over exaggerating.
Yeah. Well, and that will be interesting. When people post things about Monday. I always laugh.
My mom laughs all the time. She's like, I don't give a fuck.
Right. With being retired, but I look at it and I go, Monday? Is it Saturday? What day is it? That's why I always ask that.
Because first off, I never know what day of the week it is, but I love my Sunday Mondays off and always have. Mm-hmm. Like, I want Sunday Monday off. Those
Best
are my days.
Days ever.
And so if I'm at work on a Monday night, I'm always like, Monday. Why are people fucking with my Mondays?
Right.
And people just know if they see me on Monday, like, just a wide berth. Short sentences, little words.
Stay away from Val.
Drawings.
I've been like that for a lot of years, too. Like,
charades.
I don't work on Monday.
Yeah, Mama don't do Mondays.
Smart.
Yeah.
Anyway, so digress. But that, I think...
We got a lot of bitching out of the way. Good therapy lesson.
French legislation.
Thank you for listening into group
shortening
therapy.
My segment is what's happening.
There, but they're looking into it. It's still pending before the Senate there, but it would become kind of issue, and it's something that they're suggesting. They're not making people do it. It's just a suggestion.
The thing is, though, we're actually in somewhat control of that. You know what I mean? You're in 24-hour business, but you've got Tuesday night. Like, you tell everybody to fuck right off for this show.
But you have no idea how many calls I feel during the show.
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
Yeah. Yeah, do it all the time.
But you could also just turn your phone off and say,
section.
You know what?
Exactly.
You fuck right off. Right. We've seen it happen.
But no, I have to actually have it on this computer so that I can actually log in and make changes because they hit me with stuff where they can't do or whatever. And I've done many, many things during the show.
Right. And I do the same thing on here.
But you're right, it's called the entertainment section.
Thank God you're here, Al.
And looking at it, Tuesdays that I've
tens
had to not be here.
Tens of people across the country
are
receiving
right.
Edge Studio service because of your entertainment section.
Because that, it
and, wouldn't go tens.
Well, and there's been a couple times, like, everybody thought I was bullshitting, but I had to fly to L.A. Mm-hmm. for an emergency thing. Like, we decided at 4 in the afternoon... I had to go, so boom, booked a flight, packed my shit, we canceled the show, and I went.
Right.
It happens here and there, but not often.
Well, and Erin always, and she'll say, you know, can you just put the phone down for a minute? Can you answer that later? Can you? And I think, yeah.
Yeah, and then you're just like, oh, my God.
I can.
Oh my God,
I sure can. I can. I'll answer that later.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I have to go potty.
Yeah, right.
You know,
and you know, you have a laptop in the bathroom with the door locked.
Right.
She's thinking one thing, you're doing another.
Totally, yeah. Exactly.
Joe, oh, I guess Marty's turned off. She just locked herself in the bathroom with her laptop.
Joe in the chat room remarked that I own a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week internet radio station. Do you realize I forget about that for the most part, except for these 3.5 to 4 hours a week that we're in here? I don't think much about it. It just plays.
Every once in a while, we get a screenshot that says, "Oh yeah, you know, this country has radio.
People are listening.
Yeah, people listening. It's 4 a.m. on a Friday.
We had good night, honey. We had at least 2 places that I thought, wow, they have internet.
Huh. Good luck for
I was not expecting UAE to have like I just assumed from what I knew about UAE that having access to like the full internet, I didn't think that was going to be a thing.
Well, and interestingly enough, our show on as far as YouTube is concerned, we're not permitted to be shown in certain countries. Like they're restricted for whatever reason.
I figured you have the internet, I thought like maybe like North Korea, you get like 3 signals and they're all called NorthKoreaIsGreat.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Translate.
I don't know that we have a lot of North Korean listeners.
KimJongUn.com.
Yeah,
he's great. .com.
Fantastic. Huge. It's huge.
But UAE was one of them, and there was another one, and I meant to comment at the time, but I was like, is there any chance of you being shot while listening to this?
Who knows?
Oh, that's scary.
In related news, before you move on, I got the notification from the Google Play Store that the
they're playing?
Updated. Yep, they're playing.
Oh,
us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo-hoo!
So now Android users can go to your Play Store, search for podcasts, search for our... what
is
we
it,
call
is it Q what's Talk this, or is
thing?
It the show?
What's this thing that we do?
Is it under Q Talk or the show?
The show with Clayton McKee.
Okay. Yeah. I couldn't come up with an answer.
We all stared at each other.
Stop the panel! Damn it! I really wanted that toaster oven.
What do we call this thing? A new car.
Sounds like whole thing. Two
because
syllables.
Google Play Music recently added podcasts, and then we added ours. And now you can go to the little menu and hit podcasts, and look, there we are. And it did it. It hit me with a notification. It said, "Hey, new episode of the show with Clayton McKee."
It must have been right after you posted it yesterday.
It was it was like kind of middle of the night, so I don't know if that was my syncing
or if it was my posting.
Or if it was your posting. I don't know when that happened in relationship, because I think the notification hit me at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
It was earlier than that because a friend of mine from work that wanted to listen to it that I was like, well, I don't know how to find it on your phone, but I said it came up.
Oh, good.
As something like, you asked about this, you got it, Toyota, kind of thing.
Awesome.
Wow, that's a flashback to a commercial. Well, thanks for that update, Kat. That we did. More people can waste more time finding us on more devices.
We might get tens, another listener.
Maybe.
Yeah.
A listener.
Well, this gentleman...
Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Listener.
How about Disai? Moving on to other headline stories. This gentleman would probably like to wash his hands of this experience, but firemen in, I believe this is correct, in fucking China.
Oh.
Fuqing. Fuqing, China. Were called to an apartment.
Anglicize it, fucking China.
They were called to an apartment Sunday afternoon after an unidentified man got his head stuck in a washing machine. Upon arriving on scene, this is what they found. A man with his head stuck in that. They have an odd washing machine in China, they do. The man was attempting to repair his machine's drum and then stuck his head inside the drum for a better view. That was really a pretty big mistake. For some reason, he was unable to get his head out, according to UPI's translation of a social media post by the fucking fire department.
I blame his ears.
Here is a shot of the workman cutting him out of the washing machine. There's a shot of that.
And he has Obama's ears.
And then here's the shot of the washing machine after they got him all cut out of there.
Now, does it still work?
I don't know. It's Obama's fault.
And what is the pink bucket for? Is that where you rinse the clothes first?
It's China. I have no fucking idea what they do with that. The man's friend found him lying on the floor. The man's friends found him lying on the floor.
Sorry, number two.
They tried to free him by using soap to lubricate his head to pull him out of the washing machine, but that didn't work.
And everybody knows soap lubricant burns. Maybe everybody doesn't know, but I'll tell you.
Six firemen spent 40 minutes sawing through the machine before the victim was freed. And I can't even imagine how fucking loud that would be, because you're cutting through steel inside of a barrel or a drum. The man only suffered minor cuts to his head, according to the Metro newspaper. The man reportedly still didn't understand exactly what had happened to him. Quote, "I managed to very successfully stick my head into the machine, so I don't understand why I got stuck," he said. Sir, you're a fucking moron.
Dear Diary.
That is what happened.
today I made a bad decision. But I met some firemen.
Job well done.
We're gonna chalk this up as a win.
I met six life firemen.
I was dislocated from the Washington.
Very nice.
Oh my God, that was fucking funny.
Well, a while back we had discussed this awful cunt named Mary Louise Bruner.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember Mary Louise Bruner?
I remember the name.
She's she's a racist.
Well, and, sure.
Well. From Texas.
She going to be the VP for the Trump campaign?
Weird. She was running for school board.
Oh.
In Lord. Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And she is really quite something. despite conservative groups pouring support and money into her campaign, Tea Party candidate Mary Louise Bruner lost her primary race against Kevin Ellis Tuesday night in an embarrassing defeat. He ended the night 18 points ahead of Bruner, with the final vote showing Ellis hauling in 36,842 votes, or 59%, to Bruner's 25,420 votes.
Which
the
is
the fact
less.
That she got even 25,000
is sad.
At stake was the election to the 15-member state panel that reviews and approves textbooks and sets curriculum standards for the state's more than 5 million public schools. And for the students, Bruner, who was amazingly somehow allowed to be a school teacher, made national news after she wrote several crazy anti-science and anti-Obama posts on Facebook that propelled her to popularity among conservatives, which, again, that just...
Yeah.
Who hoped her thinking would be inserted into textbooks so that students could be indoctrinated to be just as ignorant and insane as she is, right. Quite just, frankly.
And we were... Joe was referenced me in a post he did yesterday about like just the loftiness of goals and like wanting to go to the moon and like dreaming big and stuff like that. This is just the absolute antithesis of this. Like, if you want to teach third graders that it's a flat earth, that gravity's a miracle made by Jesus, and the earth is 5 days old, how are you going to get to the moon?
Right. Sure.
Because then you have to do math.
Sure.
But if you're cutting people off at the knees in grade school so that they go to college skeptical of, like, it's the earth.
Right.
Like, there's a Grand Canyon because water was there a long, long time ago. Niagara Falls is because of millions of years of moving back from Lake Ontario into where it currently sits, and man stopped it a little bit.
But these are the same people that look at climate change and say
it'll just be a big lake between Lake Ontario and Lake Erie. With a nice little 6% slope,
It really does.
Water
eventually balances.
Like it, I'm trying to stay calm. These are the stories. These are the people. These are the elections that people are worried about. Hillary and Clinton, same person.
Yep,
same song. Same song.
I zammed her down into one.
Grey Goose.
Zammed her
down. Grey Goose is vodka.
Grey Goose is vodka. I'd like a Grey Goose and vodka. Oh, I know that person.
She's with The Bachelorette.
But while you're arguing about that, the True. Most important election in your children's lives is going on in Texas.
Yeah.
While you're sitting there worried that Obama's coming for your guns, somebody just took your kids' brains.
It's also happening in wherever
and
you
just
live.
Removed
but they
it
don't
from
have
their
brains because they're worried about the guns.
And they're not competitive.
Right.
Because you're going to think that a wall is going to keep somebody out, because that's always worked.
Right. When they build tunnels.
China, Berlin. There's so many great examples of where people have never been because there's a wall.
The wall.
No one's ever been inside China.
It's about the hate.
Because that wall.
That goes along with
it,
too.
Those Mongolians, they never got through.
It's not just the stupidity. It's
and they'll never
the
invent
hate.
Airplanes. Not, I mean, they're not going to invent an airplane for like another 100 years, right? So how could possibly someone foreign get into the U.S.?
Maybe ever. A trampoline.
Does, or now, a shovel.
And does the wall go all the way down to the bottom of the river? Is that how we
Hell
make
of a
sure?
Trampoline.
Because then all you need is scuba gear. Like, think this through. Build me a 15-foot wall. I'll build you a 17-foot ladder.
Can we start a GoFundMe for that?
Right, and that's how that happens.
I want to start a GoFundMe for a better trampoline. Let's build a better trampoline.
If I'm not mistaken, it was George Lopez, the comedian that came out and said, "You're doing it wrong. Go under. We tunnel."
By the way, if nothing else, go ahead back and listen to a couple of the stories, because I'm like, dig under. Like,
right,
look,
exactly.
I want air conditioned.
From the verb to El Chapo their ass.
Yes.
What does that mean? I tunnel underneath them.
El Chapo. Chapo had something built with lights.
I'm just going to El Chapo my way through this problem.
Yeah, that's Come nice.
So that means you could drive a motorcycle through it, too,
absolutely.
By the way.
Good call.
Yeah, well,
her cut was El Chapo. You could drive a motorcycle
or,
through it.
Or maybe a quad, because I'm not so good on the motorcycle.
Well, and
that's
and
really
again,
why. Because the quadruped, or what did you just call it?
The quad.
Yeah, that thing.
Molly, to be fair, the Great Wall has kept the Mexicans out of China.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's a fair point.
Molly
that's
brings up 100% effective, good except point. For the ones that flew.
Good
but,
point. And
the
Trump
walking,
got the Mexicans probably to build
Mexicans,
that wall.
Not in China.
Not in China,
Hang
oddly.
On.
Oddly.
100% success rate.
Land Mexicans. Traveling yeah. Mexicans from Mexico to China. China.
Yeah. Exactly. Surface dwellers, we'll call
how many,
them.
How many do we have? And judges rule. Judges
Mexicans
rule.
In China.
Mexicans
Wait,
in China. Wham in
so
China.
Much pressure.
Wham in China.
Wham in China. Oh, my God. Where's that little Vietnamese kid dancing around like a fucking jerk?
Kim Jong Wham.
Kim Jong Wham.
Zam. His last name is Zam.
The answer is none.
Oh, look at that.
100%
well
effective.
Done, well done.
Dear diary, dear today I learned.
Now, back to the cunt Mary Lou. In one Facebook post, this is where she's just a problem. Bruner claimed that President Obama supports gay people because he was once a gay prostitute.
Oh.
I don't know if you remember that. In another, she
20 bucks that. Is 20 bucks.
And climate, she also
fundraising
claimed,
is hard.
As we pointed out in the past, that
AIDS
climate change is a hoax, of course, right?
Sure.
In addition, she thinks teaching evolution causes school shootings. She thinks Muslims should be banned from the U.S. in the very same way Donald Trump does, thinks preschool makes kids gay, and thinks the Democratic Party killed John F. Kennedy.
Wait a minute. Preschool?
Preschool.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't go to
makes
preschool.
Kids, well, I went to Montessori
because
school.
Because they learn,
so,
they learn sharing. They learn everything that's... they learn to be socialists right away.
Duh.
They start sharing.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Being
my
kind
day-
to each other.
Oh, wait. My daycare center was called Candy Mine Cane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that considered preschool?
Yeah, fruity.
No. It was C-A-N-E.
Yeah. You're a fruit.
I was going with German, and all of a sudden it came out into like a white supremacist.
No, we could wear whatever we wanted.
I'm not sure where we're going.
I lost the thread of everything I was saying, and it went horribly offensive in a minute.
I feel better than all of you people. How my mom taught me to read.
What?
Evening wear.
All of a sudden,
swimwear.
So, Texas Republicans on the school board recently voted to block experts from fact-checking the textbooks that they've approved.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't fact-check it. That'd be Fox News-like, right? Oh, wait.
No.
No.
No, they do it at the end of the
show.
It'd be in the other
way.
In the
it's
other
the scroll that
other
runs
way.
At the end
other
of
way.
Fox News
flip
and Friends.
Flip, flop, flip, flop. Which include portraying slavery as a worker program, including the KKK and Jim Crow, and including Moses as a founding father. Conservatives on the school board are also fighting to force the teaching of creationism. Bruner's loss stunned political experts because the district she sought to represent was deeply conservative.
Was
but
dumber
they believe,
than all fucking get out.
But they believe educators came out in droves to vote against her. It would appear that a perfect storm occurred to defeat Bruner. Superintendents and teachers and their friends and families across the district rallied against due to disagreement. Do you notice district and disagreement?
Oh.
Just throwing it out there.
With double her letter score.
I'm saying.
Yahtzee!
The mind. The belief that she would not be a good representative of the district's interests or the world.
Yeah, right. I know.
I'm just going to put
so that, limited
yeah,
in scope
we're,
here.
We're looking at the small picture. We need the and the embarrassment they felt her election would bring the region.
Because some of those kids might hitchhike out of there someday.
Right. They might. Maybe. Maybe. But it really, the fact that people look at this as a crushing defeat.
18%.
I'm
she lost
saying,
by 18%.
Right. I thought that I had that on there.
Yeah. No. I'm just saying like that doesn't feel crushing to me. Like,
no, it doesn't. I agree. The fact that she had 25,000 votes and that the other person had 36,000, it just... Right.
25,000 people that could be a contender for Special Olympics voted for this dumb bitch.
And actually, I'm going to point out that I think people that would be involved in Special Olympics wouldn't have voted for her.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, they would have
They're
been
smarter.
Far more, you know, informed and not voted for her. So anyway, Texas students dodged a bullet because their parents stepped up to put their education before politics. One can only hope parents across the country will do the same in November.
So this is happening
to protect
in
the future
so many
of their
districts
children
and
from Donald
so many
Trump.
So
Every,
many
so
regions.
Many, and that's why,
so many.
As has been pointed out here, especially by the two of you, vote Locally.
Local.
You know, we've all discussed that, but these two have really
because if everyone all the way down the phone tree is not supporting the guy at the top, it doesn't matter who it is.
It is. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and the other scary thing is people forget about that dog catcher. I've been a dog catcher for 25 years. Right. And then it goes, and he's the next. He goes up the ladder, and then he goes up the ladder, and then before you know it, he's just been voted because he's just been there forever. But he's a
name
fucking
recognition
idiot.
Goes a long,
oh, yeah,
long
absolutely.
Way. We see it in this state all the time.
Absolutely does.
Yeah. And who do you want to drink a beer with? Who do you know? Who have you seen?
Right.
Who have you touched?
Like, he's been around for years. He's a great guy. No, he's not. You pull the sheets back a little bit. No pun intended. Right. You pull the curtain back, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, dear God, you believe this, 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 and that. Oh, no, 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 no. But it's too late because he's already there.
But I think that's one of the dangers of Facebook, too, is you think, oh, this is a nice person. We've pleasant times. And then you get on their page and you're like, oh, sweet baby Jesus, you like Donald Trump. Like,
or any of the other.
Well,
right.
Well, but you cannot be a single issue friend. You can't be a single issue candidate. You can't be a single issue voter either.
Right.
Right. Oh. Absolutely.
Like, well, don't do that.
And that's where that idea of being informed, because personally, I'm not trying to slam anyone with this, but I really mean it.
You're not trying to diss anybody?
I'm not trying to diss anybody.
Fine, I got one.
I'll allow it.
But the idea that people, well done.
Thank you.
The fact that I have a close friend that we actually all know who will only vote Democrat down the line. Like, walks in and will vote, so I give props to people who vote. I just go vote. But will walk in, and it doesn't matter, doesn't even necessarily pay attention, and has admitted that. If there's a D next to their name, they're just checking it, and that's fine.
But that person can't be pissed off if you find out that there's someone that goes in and just votes R.
Correct. No, no, no. Absolutely.
You can be upset, because you're upset with the guy that just does the D.
I feel the same way. Like, it doesn't matter what it be informed of who you're voting for.
Because not all Ds are good people.
Absolutely.
Oh, right.
Absolutely.
Right.
And not all of the Republicans are bad people.
Right.
I mean, Trump is. But anyone else...
honestly thought Mitt Romney was a very decent man. I didn't agree with his politics.
No. Or putting the dog on top of the car. But that's... These are...
Childhood
errors. Politically.
Not drunk, so can't blame
that. It was the 70s. Settle down. That's where dogs used to ride.
There are like 2 out of 7 days of the week that I believe John McCain is a decent human being.
Sure.
The other 5 you normally win, though.
Sure.
You know, I didn't have a lot of faith in George Bush or the scumbag beneath him.
Right, right.
But, you know, and if Almost Vice Rapist in Chief didn't write that law, I might think he was a halfway decent human being. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
Like, sure. Absolutely.
Boner? I don't know. Like, I don't know enough about him. I don't live in Ohio. Like, I don't like his color.
Orange is
Orange
the new
doesn't
Boehner.
Go with a lot, yeah.
You know, but yeah. So, interesting.
But again, I don't think he's a bad person.
Right, right. But I don't, I mean, I'm not going to go in until I learn more. I don't have to vote for him. So if
I go... That's exactly what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
No reason to look up him.
Absolutely.
I don't get to vote for House of Representatives. You know what I mean? I'm Speaker of the House.
Sure. Absolutely.
I don't get that vote.
You'd have to be in the House and in the majority to even vote for that.
I mean, damn it. So many hoops.
So...
Yeah, and
don't become disenfranchised. It's going to be okay.
I'm disappointed.
You've disarticulated the entire thing.
I got to tell you, you know what keeps me away from the liquor? Is all these fucking nuts they bring in.
Okay.
There you have it.
What are
I'd
those?
I'd be way drinker if I wasn't sitting here shoving my face full of crunchy food. It's corn nuts mixed with wasabi peas.
Oh, I do enjoy the wasabi peas. Cheers. I do enjoy those.
They're not here.
Go ahead.
Sorry,
fun, sir.
Just play duck.
I brought no food tonight.
Good night, Mary Lou.
Oh.
This next story, I'm sure we'll all have a story about. Honestly, I can't personally think of one, but I'm sure you all have something that will chime in.
Well, it's not lawn maintenance. We just...
Yeah.
Twitter user Ashley Banks recently shared a hilarious text exchange that she had with her mother. The text, which went viral, document the horrified mom's discovery of some suspicious drugs in Banks' bedroom, only to find out that she really didn't have anything to worry about at all. The conversation starts off with Banks asking her mother to grab a calculator. In the mom's search for the device, however, she finds what look like colorful pills, and then understandably, hilarity ensues. What I have are the text messages going back and forth between daughter and mother, starting out with simple. Can you please put the black calculator in the mailbox? MJ, I may have been Michael Jackson, I'm not sure, needs it for her SAT. Dead. Mom's like, sure. It's probably in the nightstand, she says. So, continuing on, or it's in the game room. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Not sure which one it is. So then, a couple minutes goes by, and mom sends this picture back to the daughter.
Are those gummies?
Mom says,
like inflatable things add to water.
What are these? What are these, she says. What the hell's going on here? Though, and then immediately starts, Ashley Carroll, my God, I will not have drugs in my house. Come home right now. As soon as your dad comes home from California, we will discuss your consequences. As for now, you are grounded and will not be leaving this house. Come home this instant. Well, obviously.
That's the wrong your.
Mom was pissed.
Oh, yeah, no time for grammar.
So then the daughter, seeming understanding, mom's fucking lost her mind. Ha ha ha, mom, they're not, they aren't, A-R-N-T, aren't drug, LOL. Put them in water. Why? Just do it, she says. Just do it. Wait, which one am I on? Six? So she says, just do it. It goes to this one. Just do it, LOL. A few more minutes goes by. Mom sends this picture.
Oh my God, you're dating dinosaurs.
I knew it was one of those. I love
following
those.
Up with, never mind, you don't have to go home. Bah, mom, oh my God, I'm crying, I'm crying. Then mom's like, why on earth would you buy these? I thought you were 16, not 7.
Because they're cool.
They looked cool. They looked cool, mom.
Oh, that's funny.
So I was curious, after that story, was there ever a time, maybe not a mom, grandparent, a roommate, did somebody find something that you had and they're like, the fuck is this? What are you doing with this? And it was like completely innocuous, nothing to do with anything at all.
No, both times no. I was caught, they were real. They were exactly what you thought they were.
It was Camel Wides and liquor every time.
Oh.
It was cigarettes and booze.
Of a porn magazine that even I was embarrassed. Even I couldn't make it. I was thought it was so good pornographic. Color. Like, it was so dirty and I was so young that even I was like, who does that?
Right. Oh.
Like, that was not part of my fantasy. So I shoved it under my mattress because it scared me a little bit.
Oh.
Well, it turns out my mom was into flipping mattresses. Oh. There's no way to pretend that's anything. Well, that gentleman, dear diary.
When two men love each other.
Today I found out all the places I might put my tongue later as an adult. Several of them are questionable.
Oh,
talk
funny.
To you tomorrow. And...
JCP. Forgot about the porn. I was way younger than that, though.
The other one was funny. A bong. And you really, unless you tell your mom I'm a terrorist, I'm building a pipe bomb, there really is an alternative that doesn't end in.
But that would be dishonorable.
It's a what? Candle holder, mom.
It's a correct.
Candle.
I just water filter. I don't know when I'm going to find a candle that fits this.
I hope so.
I'm hunting.
I hope.
Can
the thing
we
is,
go to Yankee Candle later?
See what they before. Have in a 4 foot long taper that has a place for a carb. It's a little specific, but maybe it'll like gardenia scented. Asking for a friend.
Four foot taper. I like that. That
dear diary, like dear Yankee diary. Candle yeah. sucks.
Oh, we just lost another sponsor. There they go.
Well, too bad.
What do you do?
Well, there you have it. Anyway. All right. Do we just want to go to Mr. Perkins at this point?
No, go. You can do one more? No.
No, because we have the big news. There's a big news story to talk about, too. That
do you want to go ahead and just do that? Or no?
I have one more. I have one more. I got
all right. So, Ellen DeGeneres is going to be sued.
Oh, no.
A woman Trump? Is actually suing over a breast joke.
First thing, was it funny?
Well, yeah.
All right.
So, let's see. This thing froze a little bit. That's why I was kind of hesitant and was going to Mr. Perkins. I apologize. So she's facing a lawsuit. Because the woman's name, you know how they have those things like Johnny Carson used to do the funny newspaper ads and Jay Leno mm-hmm. would do
Leno
like these
too,
things
yeah.
coming together, right? So what's wrong with these signs? A woman from Georgia suing Ellen DeGeneres after she says she was ridiculed on the comedian's talk show. Titty Pierce, an electronics engineer and real estate agent in Warner Robins, Georgia, is suing the talk show host for defamation, false light invasion. Of privacy, I've never heard of that. Misappropriation of likeness and intentional infliction of emotional
Christ,
distress.
Christ, a lawyer got a hold of her.
Wow.
Fuck, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. Talk about your ambulance.
No criminal
chaser.
Mischief, though.
No. Pierce's real estate business was featured on February 22nd's episode of Ellen during the What's Wrong With These Signs segments. Mm-hmm. Though Pierce pronounces her first name TT, which somehow does not make it better. That's just my
peeing.
Opinion. There you go.
There's
Thank
the
you.
Sign up on the screen.
Ellen read her sign, Titty Pierce, and made joke about breasts. The lawsuit-
yeah, look at the smile on Ellen's face.
She was
she a titty.
The lawsuit
best
claims
day, dear diary, best day ever.
Dear diary, today on my show, you'll never guess.
I got to talk about titties.
Giggle, giggle, titty.
Titties. And it
the
provided
lawsuit claims that Pierce has never been referred to as titty in her 35 years of life.
So she never been to grade school, yeah, middle school,
no one's
high
ever
school.
Called
is this
me
a new
Marine
nickname?
No one's ever called
so
me Marty. No yeah one's
so
ever called me.
T-I-T-I is it tie-tie? Is
tie-tie.
It tie-tie?
Hey, tie-tie.
Shut up.
T-T. Give me a little T-T. Anybody? Urine sample.
Well, and I've called these T-T's before, so fuck you. No, I'm just kidding. Pierce also says that the show failed to blur out her personal cell phone number on the sign.
All right, there's a lot.
And that she received hundreds of phone calls from viewers during the funeral of a family member.
Did she sell a house? That's
right.
Did she make the house sale?
Right.
Did you always be selling?
It's true.
It's the ABCs of.
I like it. She notified the show about the censoring error and the correct pronunciation of her name, but the lawsuit claims that the episode of Ellen re-aired on April 15th with no changes. The lawsuit does say the show blurred out her cell phone number in a video segment posted to Facebook.
Damn you, reruns.
As a direct and proximate result of the defendant's conduct, Ms. Pierce has suffered stress, emotional distress, embarrassment, humiliation, anger, and other mental pain and suffering.
Sure.
It's called psycho.
What's the lawsuit for? How much?
Degenerate, they don't say.
Oh.
Well, I don't believe it. Just
was
says,
disallowed.
It was not disclosed.
DeGeneres is disavowing. Has hosted her talk show since 2003 after starring in 2 sitcoms and has read the full lawsuit and has declined and disassociated herself
from the lawsuit.
With the lawsuit. Anyway, no, it doesn't say how much at this point that. It just says the TT.
The TT.
Her name is TT.
Give mommy a little TT.
And when I. Oh, $75,000. I'm sorry.
That's it?
Hold on.
That's all?
Does she want to try door number two?
I would think that she'd want more because.
Matter.
Lesbian royalty getting sued by a boob like name.
Oh, wait. And the amount in controversy exceeds $75,000. That's where I had looked through this just
because I would
very
think she'd
quickly
be hitting up Ellen for a couple mil. I would think that's. I mean,
well, with the pain and suffering alone.
Of course.
I mean.
And the whatever
her breasts
her name change is going to go through.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And she had to change her cell phone number. I mean, you know how getting out of those contracts.
It's Nigerian for flower. So she has
TT?
Yeah.
Oh, she flower. She's a flower pierce.
Oh, but not titty.
Ah.
It was pronounced titty. So
lesbian royalty getting sued by a boob-like name. I completely
agree. I mean, I agree. They should have blurred out the phone number both times.
Sure. Yep.
Both times. However, you can Google her and figure it out. And then, I mean, again, did she sell a fucking
house? I'm quite
certain.
Yeah, that's all I keep thinking, dude.
Did you sell a house?
I really feel that there is not going to be too many titties, TTs,
yeah,
tie ties, or tutus.
If you will.
However you self-identify.
I don't know how I'd feel if there was a segment.
As realtors in Phoenix.
What?
That's even funnier. What? The picture of Titty Pierce came immediately.
Don't confuse it with Pierce.
There's an empty wall right there.
Pierce, comma, titty. Totally different. Pierce, titty, very different.
Totally different.
The photo of the Titty Pierce sign came immediately after a sign reading Nipple Convalescent Home.
Oh.
Which is unrelated to Titty Pierce.
It was totally separate.
It was a theme.
Yeah. That is not her grandmother. It's separate.
Was it Breast Cancer Month when they did this? Just out of curiosity.
Well, it was February.
Yeah.
That's
October.
I don't remember.
That's October.
Oh, that's Black History Month. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Breast cancer.
TD's a black woman.
I don't know
woman
if TD is a black woman like, or not. So, you know.
You get the inference. I'm bad enough.
I'm going with it.
I want to say, you know what's funny, though? Erin says they'll pay her something to make her disappear. I want to say that Ellen, with her sense of humor and
would
that delightful
on,
smile
yeah
on her face,
yeah,
would just have her on
yeah
and like,
oh, absolutely will
talk her up and promote
and buy
the, you know,
a house or do something,
yeah,
you know,
promote her up and get her in on the joke. I can.
She'll pay her some money and she'll yep be like, but you've got to come on the show yep and we're gonna make a whole segment and then we're gonna donate money in your name to some charity
or just you know we'll yeah make a thing about putting your business card
right
up there.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Press one for to make fun of her. Press two to buy a house.
And I can press three to touch her titties.
Yeah, I ain't got $20.
Dear diary, today I got a new phone number.
I pull that gag at work all the time. I'm like, hey, $5, you can touch his ass.
Very nice.
How's that work out?
You know what? I could make a lot of money if he'd go along.
Whose ass?
Cute little straight. Girl, cute little straight Brian.
I don't know him.
Yeah, you don't know him at all. Sorry. He's very cute. He's tall.
Cute,
and
little and straight. That's all I heard about you. That's all I heard from your story. Yeah. Dear Diary, I learned about a guy I don't care anything about.
It's all right.
Our final story in
with
our headline.
Company around.
Our final story in our headline segment. We've talked about this before, but some updated information has come to light
follow
today.
Up news.
As a nation that there's a lot that divides us, North versus South, Democrat versus Republican, conservative and liberal, Coke and Pepsi. There's one thing all Americans seem to agree on, and that is porn.
Hey!
Boy, do we love porn. About 24 million of us watch something on Pornhub's vast network of sites every single day. Now, thanks to a collaboration between Pornhub and Daily Dot, America's gay porn habits have been laid bare for all to see, gathering search terms, most viewed content, and location information. It paints a rather surprising picture of what we're watching when we turn the lights off and draw the curtains, which may be a 6-inch lead shield to keep the light from across the street from blinding you.
Or in grandma's case, lock the bathroom door.
Sure. Let's see. Here we go. This starts out with our map of the proportion of gay viewers in each state. Now, obviously, the lighter yellow is less gay porn.
Well, I would have gone the other way. A prettier color.
There's less people there.
The
so
darker.
Are we doing this? Is this per capita?
Don't read into
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Ken and I are very concerned with scale today.
Congratulations, District of Columbia. As more people are District of Columbia, as more people are visiting Pornhub's gay content here than anywhere else in America, at least in terms of population percentages, of all people in the district accessing Pornhub, 3.37% are watching dudes get slutty with one another. Compare that with North Dakota, where only 2.26% are accessing gay content, and it ties in with the fact that D.C. has one of the highest density gay populations in the country. New York and Florida also have pretty high gay percentages for gay porn users. So then, as a national trend, however, an interesting metric jumps out. Ignoring the gay meccas of the Northeast and California, the region with the highest proportion of gay viewers is the South. Yes, the South, land of anti-LGBT legislation and Republican bigotry. Turns out a lot of people accessing a lot of gay porn.
And
in
their
those
message
areas.
To the public is, I'm doing it on the down low, why can't you?
Right, well, that's pretty much right. The Northeast, Midwest, West Coast, Alaska, and Hawaii all love straight guys getting homoerotic. The South and Mid-Atlantic can't get enough of watching black men getting off.
Where's that? asking for a friend.
Dear Diary.
Right about,
dear
right
Diary.
Gimble and...
The thing I learned were black
says,
men, maybe the
South
wild.
And Mid-Atlantic can't get enough of watching black men
one
get off.
One arm or two.
They rejected
it. It doesn't
me.
Matter. So now, according to this map,
still
most viewed
erotic.
Gay categories, the North, look at that. The split is straight guys, whatever, and black in all the blue states, right, in this map.
Black and blue?
Yeah.
Wait. Wow.
What?
That's a graphic.
Wow.
Well, the Upper Peninsula.
Holy shit. These are my choices?
No. In the red states, it's a higher percentage of straight guys. They're looking for porn with straight guys in it. And in the other states, it's majority. They're a higher percentage of people looking for black porn. Black gay porn.
But it's still gay porn.
Yes, it's all gay porn.
All right, that's what I'm confused
thank you.
About.
Me too. I was like, what? What happened?
To clarify,
yeah,
this is not per capita. This is the percentage of... searches from each state
looking for
that is in search of gay porn.
I want to see this
so,
type of person
right.
getting it down and dirty.
Right.
Now, in this next map we have, it's the most viewed relative gay categories by state. Now, this breaks it down in a little bit different way.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, California, Arizona, and Texas are looking for the Latinos.
How many places do you live?
Does that say Minnesota and Japanese?
No.
Does that say Japanese in Minnesota?
You're big in Japan, is what you're saying.
Yes, it does.
Well, at least somebody is big in Japan.
Wyoming is more likely to favor bear porn. Washington, Nevada, New Mexico prefer their porn. Without condoms. Seriously, guys, they should really wrap it up because AIDS isn't over, by the way.
Yeah,
states bordering Mexico are more likely to prefer Latino videos. Alaska and Montana just cannot get enough of green cream pies.
Yeah.
They're not even getting into that anymore.
I don't want to talk about it.
Across the nation, the three most viewed categories are black, straight guys, and bareback. The least viewed is the fetish category, massage, and Japanese.
I just like that poor Pennsylvania is all alone with a blowjob.
Well, that's just the most...
It takes two, dear.
Takes two. It takes two. It takes
Dear
two.
Dear Day Diary. Today I found out I wasn't limber. Dear no slow job.
Here in the District of Columbia, they favor a big black dick, according to what the story says. Connecticut searches for doctor more than any other state, which makes us wonder how many people are confusing Pornhub for Google, WebMD.
Okay, now I'm going to find what on the map were you doing that a doctor seemed like the next person to call?
I don't know. Now, here's another.
The guy that tried to give a blowjob by himself probably needed medical attention. Now,
in the United States, this next graph shows us this.
Maybe muscle, maybe?
Most viewed gay categories for Pornhub site.
I feel like we have the person with the crayon that drew in this thing.
This is how it goes. Black is the highest searched for gay categories, followed by straight guys, bareback, big dick, daddy, interracial, twink, college, cream pie. The list goes on.
Now, I would like to point out to viewers that some of these categories could go together. I think twink in college.
Potentially.
Twinks in groups. Latino twinks in groups.
I need to look something up.
There are others we'd like to group together.
Reality. Oh, that means that it's amateur, right?
I find it odd that Japanese is the last one on the list.
Again, well, it's the littlest category.
Well, that's why I said
it's... When was the last time you watched Japanese porn?
At least something was big in Minnesota. Is that like anime porn?
No, that's a whole different website. It's a whole different website.
Whole different genre?
Whole different website.
Like, right, Tom of Finland with short people. It's
now,
strange.
Just... According to Pornhub.com's website...
That was actually funny.
That was very funny.
According to Pornhub.com's website, America's favorite gay porn star...
That really did catch me up. It did catch me up.
Oh my god.
It's terrible when I catch myself up there.
According to them, America's favorite gay porn star is a little gentleman named Johnny Rapid, and I don't think Rapid is a name that you really want associated
and
with your name.
He's not Japanese.
No, but he's a cute kid. I mean, you can't.
But this is one of those things where, like, I'm going to need to see your ID because I swear to God we're going to get Jareded.
Just 6 inches.
We're just going to get marched out of here with shackles for looking
Clayton's internet. My hands were here the whole time.
Exactly. And I know it's because
Gorilla
I'm old now,
matter,
but every once in a while, I'll look at porn, and I'll be like, I don't even like Subway.
But Subway porn.
Steer clear of the teen category.
But I clearly pre-weight loss, so I mean...
Oh, and that does it for headlines on this.
Oh, I got the one last. Did you get my text message? I just have the one more message that we should cover right now.
No, you do it.
What do you have? What?
All right, so
I'll
going around
information.
Today. Molly's been on this, and I think we should just mention it briefly. If you have not,
that I just looked something up.
Oh, if you have not read it, go online. And you can, or if you want a Canadian to read it to you, you can look up Ashley Banfield because she dedicated a news program.
Oh,
to
the entire reading of that, the letter.
But look up
How
that
did you
letter.
Send it to me?
Force yourself on your cell phone number.
Really?
Force yourself to read it. It takes a while. It took me through three tries to get through it because I broke down a few times. But read this letter that this young woman wrote to the judge about what happened to her and addressed most of the letter to her rapist.
Attacker, yeah.
And it really is one of the bravest things I have ever been through. And what a slap in the face to have the father write back, my son doesn't enjoy steak anymore, and he's not happy-go-lucky.
The line of 20 minutes of action,
it's a steep
I thought, that
price
is
to pay
rude.
For 20 minutes of action.
That is
and
a
just
very
to,
rude.
When you read her letter, and then you think about the sentence that he got, and his father's just cavalier, shitty, shitty rape culture... response to this. Now, that I got from what I understand, the father's letter has not been verified that it's really from him. Mm. But this letter, and Ashley Banfield on Monday took the time, because her show is called Legal View on CNN, and she made the choice that they were going to edit slightly for time, and there was just a couple things that they really were not comfortable saying on TV. But it was, I think it was like one, there's like one sentence missing as far as editing out, which just, I couldn't read it. I couldn't imagine having to say those words out loud. But you read this, and it's just one of the bravest things I've ever read. And it's very, very hard to read. Like, just be ready, take your time. But it really does say something about our culture that you read this girl's account of what happened, and then the how the lawyer acted during the trial, how the father's letter read, like, just all of it. It's just a terrifying thing to think how like little progress we've made.
So
that
little.
We're still at like how much did she have to drink? What was she wearing?
We're blaming her.
It doesn't matter.
Like the victim blaming in this, and just thinking, and like, and the one point she parts out is she found out online. She didn't know what happened to her.
Oh,
she
wow.
just knew that she was tested for a rape kit and didn't know anything. And she read it online at work while everyone else read it because of they released his testimony. And she realized, or his statement.
Mm-hmm.
And she realized that it was her that it had happened to.
Yeah.
And they said that he assaulted her, did this, this, and this, and then his swimming times. Like, in the article, in the first paragraph, they put in how good of a swimmer he was. Like, that had something to do with
Well, sure, because the quality he's a star athlete who made a mistake.
Yeah, it's just, it really is. And then the fact that the newspapers are showing his yearbook picture instead of his
mugshot,
like, they're doing, like, it's just, I mean, just the culture, the news cycle, everything about this story is just on the wrong side and sets us back, like, decades in women's rights. It's just atrocious.
For those of you questioning any of the things that cause rape, I'd like to put up this graphic for you to say, oh, not with that. I'm sorry.
Not entertainment.
That's not. That should not have been there.
Can we go back to shows?
That should not have been there. I'm sorry.
But that is.
This was.
That's wishful awful. Thinking on Al's part.
This was put on. This was on Facebook earlier today, and I thought again. It's just. It shows you exactly. None of the things listed, except for people who rape people, cause rape.
Right, yeah.
It's not what you wear. It's not what you where you were. It's not what you drank. Right. It's some asshole that took advantage of a situation, and you just need to fucking remember that.
And in a weekend of some really. Ratings driven news stories. The fact that Monday morning they opened, like Ashley Banfield went with this, and that people didn't lose interest, and that this girl's story got out and got the attention it deserves, and that this guy caught red-handed, caught in the act, by two very brave students who said that doesn't look right. Let's put an end to that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do something about that. Caught in the act, like I'm not for the mom shaming of the gorilla, but I'm a little bit for shaming the rapist.
I'm 100% for shaming the rapist.
All of a sudden,
the internet shaming tool. I'm 100% for dismembering
the rapist. Yeah. Disemboweling would be fine, too.
Remind me of the, what's the fucking last name of this kid? I'm trying to find the meme.
It's Brent, right?
I don't know.
I think you're right. I think it's Brent, I can't remember his last name. I'm just trying to find.
You know, I've been just headline following this one.
Yeah. I'm just trying to find the.
Because I didn't want to get into it.
I'm trying to find this.
I don't know the kid's name.
What's that? The rapist?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and so Amina says some languages in East Africa don't even have a word for rape. It's just sex, and that doesn't disturb anyone.
Wow! Really?
That's very disturbing.
Wow.
But the problem is that this culture is everywhere in things that we think are good and noble. And you can actually bring it and circle rape culture to the transgender bathroom issue.
Okay.
Girls shouldn't need to be protected.
Right.
Boys should stop raping girls.
Right. Yeah.
Well, like, and Quinn,
that's almost, and right, it's almost 100% of the problem.
And to play fair,
almost.
Yeah. Women can rape as well. So
right.
I just want to, and not the...
That's right. It's almost 100% of the answer.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, the Brock. There you go.
Oh, I found it.
Yeah. You know, and I just wanted to, because that's something that I think is severely overlooked as well.
Right.
Not women raping women, per se.
Right.
Not that doesn't happen and won't happen.
Well, sure,
I mean,
sure.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But the idea that men get raped, and...
Absolutely,
so
yes.
much of that is... Yeah,
and if you watch the...
not something
well,
that's
the,
reported.
The,
for embarrassment, for any different, you know...
The documentary from last year, It Could Happen to You, but that's not what it's called. That's the song from it that Lady Gaga sang.
Yes.
Oh, right.
That documentary
I haven't seen it. I don't
has
know
male yet. Victims in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. And when that came...
And
at the
it
Oscars
happens to
when
you.
We were watching. And
right.
They came out and the men and women that were there.
And I just want to tell you, that is one of the hardest documentaries I've ever had to watch.
I'll bet.
I recommend it for finding out the information. I completely can't recommend it because of, like, it's just... Why do you want to feel that bad about the world? Like, right. But the one from the military a couple years ago, Oscar nominated about the problem with rape in the military.
Okay, the first of all, the one with the Lady Gaga on the soundtrack is called The Hunting Ground.
That makes sense, but it's just chilling, just that name.
I know.
This is the meme I was looking for, and I feel like this should be posted every fucking place. This is his with the yearbook picture, but somebody put that together. I'm like,
dog missing. My name is Brock. I'm a rapist. Yeah. Same phone.
I just that should be everywhere because the fucktard.
Because the legal system let us down.
Oh, absolutely. This one. Now, what will happen to him? What will happen to him in his little stint? And first of all, I heard it was two things. I thought it was 6 months. Then I heard it was 90 days.
Well, no, because of. He's in California.
Okay.
The overcrowding in California prisons is so enormous that if you just don't kill anybody else, they shorten sentences and and they got in trouble for celebrities getting out fast for stuff, but they're they shuffle you out.
Oh, gotcha.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you said it was called the hunting game? No.
The hunting ground?
The hunting ground.
And then the military one that you're talking about, called the Invisible War.
Oh, yes, the Invisible
War.
You're
exactly right.
I do recall that. Is it the hunting ground? Isn't that the one she did on the Grammys? Yes.
No, the Oscars.
The Oscars, with everybody showed up.
That's where Lady Gaga's song,
It Can Happen to You.
No, it was Grammys.
No, it was the Oscars.
No, it was the Oscars, when we were over.
She was Oscar nominated, and then she lost a second later.
Moving on.
Is it until it happens to you.
Until it happens to you.
That was an amazing performance.
Yeah.
Just breathtaking.
So that's one of those things that I just, that letter just kind of devastated me.
Well, and like Amina has up the fact that women in Kenya are told that, we're not as bad as India, as far as rape culture, there isn't.
Yeah.
We're not as bad as India. What?
How was that a thing?
Like here. We're not as bad as California or this. Mm-hmm. It's not about comparing. If there's one, there's too many.
Yeah. Who's the better, worse?
Right.
Worse,
and worse, who's making that comparison? Because if you talk to the victims, then they're probably going to look up and go, no.
Same.
It's the same thing. Mine was worse. Yours was. What is worse?
What is worse? Yeah.
You know?
Then you're in the territory of legitimate rape. That wasn't legitimate.
That wasn't legitimate. Mine was more legitimate than yours. What?
What?
Shut up. Yeah, it's terrifying.
All right, short entertainment section.
Here we go!
With almost nothing on it!
Tony
Awards. The Tony's on CBS. James Corden does karaoke. A great friend of the show is recently ill and not getting any better. There's really nothing else to talk about.
I'm not sure.
Bob Ross is going to be at Netflix.
He's already on it.
Oh, he already is? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have a Netflix update. We'll talk about that in a minute.
I didn't feel like reading the headlines, but so enjoy that. So in the big race to see who's going to direct and star in Bond, Tom Hiddleston is now pretty much saying he's out. Whether he's holding out for more money, he was the hands-on favorite to play the role, has said, maybe not. Nashville, if anyone was lamenting that being canceled,
has it been picked up?
Is almost ready to be renewed, and Country Music Television is going to pick it up. Who didn't think of that earlier? Yeah.
Crap, how am I going to get it now?
Yeah.
That's
like 2 days
guilty
later.
Guilty pleasure TV right there.
But I'm sure CMT is all ready to get on all of your streaming devices to make sure that you watch Nashville.
I got to find out.
And then radio legend and frequent caller in and friend of the show, Garrison Keillor, says he's feeling fortunate after the Perry Home Companion host suffered a seizure over Memorial Day weekend. According to a message posted on his Facebook page, he hosted two back-to-back shows at the Wolf Trap National Park. All the wolves are safe, though, from what I understand, for the performing arts in Vienna, Virginia. Kind of led you off straight there. On Friday, March 27th, after suffering from a medical emergency, he flew to the Mayo Clinic to get checked out, saw an MRI image of my skull, black hole, where a previous stroke struck close to the language center of the brain, so I came away feeling vastly fortunate. But then he went home, had a big seizure. He is planning on finishing out this short tour that he's doing, and then he will most likely retire. But this short tour that he's doing... He has 5 upcoming shows left, and he says he's going to complete them and fill out his commitments before...
Well, they've already got his replacement. She's already been doing the show alongside him and in place in some weeks of him for quite a while.
Oh, this is just the live shows he's trying to fill out. This upcoming like tour that he's doing.
Oh, a separate tour from the weekly show.
Yeah, okay.
I'm talking about the weekly show.
No. And that they've already got planned out or whatever. Yeah. But this was, he wanted to do these live performances.
I would love to have seen him.
He's fighting his way through and great news, but
did I hear in your story the age? I don't recall how old he is.
Several
years old.
Yeah, I 83 sticks in my mind.
Wow, was really?
But I mean, that's an easy Google. Yeah. And then the Tony Awards are on
this Sunday,
June 12th. Check your local listings. They are now live.
Will they be live for here?
They're not live. They're not live here.
They can't be.
They're tape delay. We see them on tape delay.
The Tonys?
No, because if they start at 6, we'd be like at 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah, in New York.
They're now, airing at 8 o'clock Eastern.
So if they're on at 5, they're live.
If you can catch them here at 5, they're live. They are also airing at 8 o'clock our time on CBS.
Oh, okay. So we are going to tape delay and get it into prime time. The Tonys is one I'm never quite sure of.
Yeah.
But James Corden is hosting. He is a Tony Award winner, I think 2-time nominee.
Mm-hmm. And a super fan.
Super fan just a big singer. He is just really... Every week that goes by, I'm more impressed with his voice. And he has a movie that I'm trying to find on video, which I will...
Aside from Into the Woods?
Yes, he's got a movie where he plays the guy that went on to America's Got Talent, the opera singer with no training that went on and became famous. And it's never come out on video. I missed it at the art theater, and then it's never come out. And I've just been dying to see it, so I might find it on streaming. But anyways, he does his carpool karaoke, which has just been the delight of my life for the last few months.
It's been hilarious, making
me like people I never thought I would enjoy being in a car with.
Did you know the first one that he ever did was George Michael?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I did not know that.
I watched that several times.
Well played, sir.
Because they're in England in some little car, and George is like, "Why do I have to go?"
I can't remember what show it was a lead up to. It was
a charity thing,
gag for something else.
Yeah.
Where he first did it, and he rides around with George Michael and leaves him in the fucking car while he goes into the meeting.
The boardroom meeting, and all the different people want to be part of the show.
It's comic relief, I think.
Oh, I think you're right.
I think it's comic relief because they go and there's a bunch of comedians in a room and they like have the meeting and then he like splits and goes.
And if I'm not mistaken, he actually has a cassette and he pops the cassette in.
Yep.
And it's like the second Wham album or something, and they start singing. And George's like, "Come on!"
It's so cute. You have to look it up.
I've seen it, but I don't remember it start with a board meeting. I just remember the week.
No, it doesn't start with a board meeting.
They're on their way too. So James Corden picks up George Michael. Little car, whatever. And then they pull up and he gets out of the car, leaves George Michael in the car. Goes into the meeting. There's comedians in there.
The meeting's like 45 minutes. Like, the whole video, the beginning and the end are George.
Oh, okay.
But the whole board meeting with everybody.
I think it's comic relief is the guy.
I must have seen, like, edited out parts of it. Some of that's familiar, some of it's not. But he does this one, and in the front seat, it starts off with Lin-Manuel Miranda and him driving around, kind of getting a laugh, looking at the city. They do a couple songs from Hamilton, and I just have to say, so like, his James Corden's talents just don't end. Like, he does the rap
from
phenomenally.
Lafayette.
He does the Lafayette rap and just fucking kills it.
Murders it, yeah.
And
I've been practicing for weeks.
Oh!
And I'm nowhere near his
weeks
level.
When will we get to hear your selection?
I just say stand outside my house while the car's there.
Well, no,
you can hear Satisfied go nuts.
Just pull up next to the van at any moment.
Maybe after the Tonys, maybe we'll have a special set or Cat Raps. Or not.
Just play it and try to get me to not sing along. No.
There's that.
Yeah. Well, I'm afraid if we actually play it, we'll get dinged. If she's just rapping
Let me tweet to Lin and see what he has to say.
If he can get clearance, or maybe
see if he needs help selling tickets.
Maybe he'll call in.
He does not.
We can take calls.
They just release them too.
Yeah.
I'll give him my number. He can call us directly.
That'd be
nice.
He'll be in touch.
Fuckers. So then into the back seat comes after they do their part. Then they're like, "Oh my God, look who's on the street needs a ride." And then Jane Krakowski, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and Audra McDonald, who don't buy her solo albums, but everything else this woman goes near is just gold. Her solo albums, terrible.
Yeah.
But funny, and they're all funny in the back seat.
He keeps pushing Jane Krakowski out. That was so funny. Oh.
Very, very funny. And I
like...
They do Seasons of Love from Rent.
Yeah.
And then they do
which was very cute. And it's true. Aww. Every time you hear those first three bars and everybody goes, "Aww."
Not Clayton.
What? All right, well, you can hate Rent. Some people do. It's okay.
Oh, I only heard the one day more. That's all I got. I haven't watched the whole thing.
As far as Rent, you always make comments about not being
almost every venue, though, like, you start that Seasons of Love song, and those two chords hit, like, the ding, ding, and everybody goes, aww.
And I am more in love with Audra McDonald.
And just the solo albums are so bad, but every other thing she touches is just genius. Yeah. Even Carpool Karaoke.
We just had
she got a whole she got five people with Tony or four people with Tony Awards and Jesse Alex Ferguson to
which you pointed out, which was fabulous.
Just trying to go oh bitch, please. Yeah. It's still a car playing. Yeah. And she gives
you
the full on soprano note of One Day More in the backseat of a car, crumpled up on a white guy.
Right.
Her nose flared and she unlocked her jaw and that note just came out. And I was like, bitch.
We just watched...
And Janker, it kills me when people end up on sitcoms that have voices like that.
Like
her. She really does.
We just had...
Sarah Ramirez.
Watched three-fourths of the Ella Fitzgerald with Audra McDonald.
That's so good. Yeah,
live from... Anyway, she was amazing to me.
Oh, and
I'm
just
already on IMDb. And what the fuck am I
just sitting there with my mouth hanging open because you and it was a word that I've been trying to look up and I can't find when I'm looking this up. You said she is
talented.
With her, that's exactly what Aaron said too. It pisses me off.
Lady Day at Emerson's Bar.
Yeah, Lady Day at Emerson's Bar. And Grill.
The fact that she can sing all ranges.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You called that something other than talented.
Contralto?
Well, no, that's just a range of a soprano.
I thought that you made a comment that she is...
In describing her, he used a certain word?
Yes. Yeah. That she was one... Like, there aren't very many people that can have all those ranges, and it's...
Oh, I think it's that she can do a coloratura, and then she can sing with, a chest voice.
Coloratura?
Yeah, it's like a contralto. It's just another... It's another level of sopranos.
Got it. Okay.
But not mistaken, coloratura is the highest soprano.
Oh, okay. No, I was thinking it was all that she could.
Thank you. I wrote it down.
She can sing from all those
and
places.
It just is amazing. You should grab me another beer, please.
Yeah.
Coloratura. And anyway, but that she really is something.
Yeah, it's that. I really need to go back and watch the whole thing because it was enjoyable. Just that last segment when they do. One more day, one day more, whichever it is.
Yeah,
Les Mis.
And with her, her talent, when all of a sudden she's singing Billie Holiday and just down here. But Billie Holiday, not Ella Fitzgerald.
What did you say that was called again?
Live
with Lady Day. What was it called again?
Emerson Grills. Look at what I've already.
Way to go, guys.
Sorry.
Hang on. It's called Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill.
Lady Day.
And it's
a one-woman show,
and it's a reenactment of just a heart-wrenching performance.
Okay.
In front of a nightclub, at a nightclub.
At the end of her career, one of the nightclubs that she started off in very young, when she was failing and no one would really hire her, she did some of her last performances at Emerson's Bar and Grill. And so some of it is kind of imagining what she would have sounded like by then. She sings her songs, and that's when she does Strange Fruit. Mm-hmm. And you're just it's a song that I've heard.
Mesmerizing.
And then you realize, what Strange Fruit is about, and it really does crush your soul. That's just, I don't know how I never heard it before, but.
Well, and she was, is it reprising that role, or was going to be reprising, and then they announced she's pregnant, so.
Well, because it played Broadway.
But she had to stop it in May May. They were saying that she's pregnant. She announced being pregnant.
Are we still on Audra McDowell? She's on a new... Are you on Audra McDowell?
Yeah.
Donald, she's in a new show now. She's on Broadway right now in a different show.
I thought that was for that.
That she had reprised something.
Okay. That she had reprised that role. So, anyway, my bad.
But and it was pregnant. One of the shocks of the Tony nominations that the part she's currently playing, she was snubbed for. But it's okay because she has more Tony Awards than anybody, and she has them in all four acting categories. Right. So she's kind of run the table.
Yeah.
You can miss a year, dear.
Right.
Oh. You'll be fine. Take June 12th off. Just take a minute.
Not today, Berta.
That'd be even crazier if she was pregnant in the backseat of that car, bent up like that, hitting that note. Yeah.
Yeah, she really is.
So then I'll just give you my wish list, brief wish list of the Tonys. Hamilton for Best Show.
All the shows.
Hamilton for Book and Score.
Yeah.
But I want Odom Jr. What's his
Leslie
name?
Odom Jr.
Leslie Odom Jr. Aaron Burr to be lead actor because I think he's just brilliant.
Yes.
And
much better actor than Lynn.
The actress from The Color Purple is going to get Best Actress, so unfortunately...
She's amazing.
Elena, which Eliza's not going to win, but Angelica for supporting actress. Mm-hmm. And if that fucker that plays Thomas Jefferson / the Marquis de Lafayette does not win a he does not win a Tony Award, I'm going to be
There's something wrong with the world.
That is
very sad.
A marvel of a and we were talking about last week as we left, and I listened to it on the ride home. Like, I cannot get over how fantastic he is in that role. How genius the songs are, how good he is at that, and then just that whole portion where he's trying to take down Hamilton is genius writing.
Yes.
I like to read it written out. I like to listen to it. I like to pretend I can possibly get those words together. But it's just...
Sometimes I hear little tiny snippets of songs just in the soundtrack of real life.
Yeah.
I'm introducing two
Somebody
cats.
Somebody will say something.
Yeah. I'm introducing two cats to each other today, right? Like, they're, like, discovering each other. And all I can hear is, it's towards the beginning of the soundtrack. It's, hey, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Who is this? I'm like... That's all I can hear. At least, like, in my brain, that's what's happening as two cats are just like, hey, what's going on? That's all I hear. Hey,
and my friend Kara, then.
Who are you?
She has two kids. You know, she's a working mom, got it going on. And I'm like, I'm just going to do something mean to you. I'm going to give you the Hamilton soundtrack. Yeah. Taking her out with you, see what happens. Oh, she drove around the block a couple times, couldn't turn it off. Now I get the list of the characters she hopes to be cast on. There's no women in hers, but luckily two of mine are women, so it's all good. Luckily it all balances out. And she, like,
top of my list
daily,
is Hercules, like, Mulligan. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, so there'll be no casting conflicts between the three of us. That part was available.
You need a bottle opener, yes, Martin? She needs
funny,
a bottle opener.
Funny story.
I was trying to wait until the
part was done. It's never going to end, Martin. This is the rest of the show.
So not only am I a third of the way through the book, which is very entertaining, but please read it on a device that you can get to a dictionary. Because
wait, the biography?
Papa Likes is $20 words.
The
yes.
Ron Chernoff?
Yes.
Okay.
It's really well written, but I also need a dictionary for... I have been like, well, I don't know what that word means.
Incidentally, the Kindle devices and apps have like a lookup thing where you just like touch the word.
Oh, that's what I... Yeah, that's what I said. You got to make sure you have that or you'll be driven crazy trying to get to a library that still has a dictionary.
You'd be surprised by vocabulary.
And then I was so concerned in my obsessive little brain one night.
Tell me.
This is all this is going to be about Hamilton until I actually see it. I was concerned as to, well, where may I have met Hamilton before? So I went back and watched the last three episodes of the miniseries John Adams to find out if A, he's in there, and B, how was he depicted? So watch that, and then what pops up, because it's just a world of witches.
Yeah.
My Facebook page shows Paul Giamatti, who played John Adams, on Jimmy Kimmel. I think it's Jimmy Kimmel or it's Jimmy Fallon. I can't remember which one it is.
Potato.
And they're talking to him about, so, you know, John Adams, great part. Have you seen Hamilton?
Right.
And they're kind of like picking on him because they're like, you know, John Adams isn't really in his story.
Sit down, John, you fat motherfucker.
So that's what they
tell
him.
We have that sound clip. Where's our sound clip?
Yeah.
I need a...
We're in the middle of a story.
You're an absolutely dismal podcast provider.
Like this one?
Sit down, John, you fat mother...
Good night, friend.
That's about President John Adams.
So it was funny to hear that, and then Adams is kind of the bad guy, and so we were learning, like, who lives, who dies, who tells your story.
Right.
If you're reading a biography of John Adams, Hamilton... And the time that they spent together, because the Founding Fathers were very rarely in the same room. Busy guys.
Right.
Carriage rides away. The wall was working at that time.
horses, not so
They didn't meet up till like much, much later when they were political allies and then foes and really don't play a big part in anything but Adams's presidency. Up until then, Adams was not in the room where it happened. Like, he wasn't there, so he's not part
they
of any
of that
They
were not diametrically
plan.
Opposed.
Post, yeah. Foes.
Which soundtrack do I play for that one?
I don't have that one.
I got
but
eight
if you
more.
Got them all up, will you play Hey?
Hey.
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 I love this song. Hey. It's got their sisters.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, you play I do.
Is it, huh?
Is it called I Do?
I don't have one called I Do.
Well, I just did it.
Da da de ya da.
Oh, yeah.
Number
yeah.
one, Showtime, The Man Is Nonstop, What I Miss, Work, and Then You Fat Motherfucker.
So then, they had a little of an interesting conversation about nothing that they were working on, which made the talk show kind of fun.
That's very fun.
It all depends on who's telling your story as to how you're portrayed.
That's what Washington said. You have no control.
You have no control of who lives, who dies, who tells your story. It's so profound. Like, seriously, I don't do anything else but lie to people about why I have to go home and listen to Hamilton more. And then we're riding our bikes the other day. And this one got a phone call. I'm like, oh, I can listen to Hamilton. He probably said, can't talk right now. I'm talking to Al. But all he did is, he's on the phone. Get the headphones.
No, I just, actually, we were writing to Stacey's. Stacey's called me. I'm like, I'm on my way to you. Yeah. I'll be right there.
And all of a sudden, Al's just singing away.
He's gone.
Yeah, well, I could hear him. And I was just hoping that there wasn't going
to
be a...
I wasn't trying to be quiet.
No. I just was...
He'll be back.
I was just hoping he wasn't listening so loud as to not hear any, you know, emergency vehicle that might be cutting us off in a path at some point.
Because of the unfortunate incident with Bosom Buddies... The Angela Lansbury incident, as we like to call it. I now try to keep the sound at a level where I can hear things. Like
other things.
People saying, get out of my way before they hot dog it around me and we both end up over our handlebars on the ground. There might have been blood.
Gotcha. Cheesy piece.
So good.
So that's...
Sometimes I feel like we should just go sit down and listen to it together.
Oh, I'm ready. Because we were doing with the carpool karaoke. Like, my friend Kara is so funny because now, you know, we're both like dogs on a bone.
Let's just go drive around town in the air conditioning.
Well, she has a minivan like you.
Yeah, we do carpool karaoke. So she was listing, like, how when you listen to One Day More at the end of Les Mis or at the end of the first act, like, well, what parts do you play? And I'm like, well, I'm the thieves. I'm Javert. And, of course, I'm Valjean. And occasionally Eponine. I will understudy Valjean if somebody else feels more. Right. And she was like, she's Valjean. She's Javert. Like, I'm like, well, we're perfect because you always want to play the man parts. Even though she's a soprano, but she's always going to do it as a man.
Love it.
She's so much fun. But we were like, so that's, if you read the end of my Facebook thing, it's us listing the parts that we're willing to sing along to if we're ever doing carpool karaoke of One Day More.
Oh, I'm going to have to find that and chime in.
And because they do it too. Like, if you look, they're all playing different parts.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what I love.
Like, totally. The lovers become the TNDAs. I don't know how you say that name, but they become them. Like, immediately they go from the lovers to the thieves in a minute.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But they still don't want anything to do with Eponine, their daughter.
Nobody wants shit to do with Eponine.
That was so funny.
Is that the characters that they switch to don't like Eponine.
No.
Well, not don't like her, but aren't going to sleep with her.
Right.
Different reasons. Aspen for a friend.
I wonder...
Dear Diary, found out I don't like Eponine today.
And when that happened, do you know, I wondered...
Still.
If they had, like, planned that,
mm-hmm.
or if that, like, just organically happened.
I feel like organically happened. Oh, I do, too, because, I mean...
Well, when they looked up...
I've done it in the car with people.
And everybody just takes their part, or be like, oh, okay, you're singing louder.
At one point, they said, this is, okay, James, this is your part.
Something's coming up, you handle this. Yeah. Because there was a part left on it. There's a part left unassigned. Okay. Like, oh, take this. That's yours.
That's why I thought that
I've done that in the car with Rent more than once.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I'm like, wait, are you a Diener or am I?
Yeah. And if you get enough theater,
and it doesn't matter.
And the fact that only like Lin-Manuel was good until like he knew One Day More, but the other Seasons of Love,
right.
He faltered a little bit because he didn't know it. So, but like they didn't do a retake.
I just carry it along. Right.
But and he turned One Day More into the rap too. Oh, sweet baby Jesus! When he added that little rap part to it, I was like, well, that's what it needed.
Sure. Now One Day More is better.
No. Yeah.
I'm gonna fill up the van with guests.
So the Tony Awards, even if we've just bored you shitless, I cannot stress it enough. The Tony Awards are the most entertaining award show of the year.
Well, because, and with him, I think he's gonna do a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's
what time
live.
Are we meeting at your house?
Yeah.
I was honestly going to ask like
I'm off. So if they're on at 8.
Fine.
Yeah.
I was going to send something.
I'm already committed. A friend of mine's having a small party, and I'm debating on whether or not to take the rest of my family.
Yeah, and that one's casual.
They've been invited,
not live, like, so it's casual.
You're going to disinvite them?
I might.
Oh,
because we listened to like the first half of Hamilton on the way up to camping,
right?
And Sharon's reaction was nothing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask
that. I'm
very
concerned. I don't know what to do. I don't know. Because clearly, if she's listening right now, she'll be very offended when I get home. But I think it's late enough. And clearly, when I ask her, she will be like, absolutely, it was great. Because she's a very good sport this. Like that. But I feel like... feel like she's not there.
She's not going to be on board.
She's not there.
He keeps like jumping up and down. Like, thanks, Mendocino County.
You're it. So that's it. Sorry, Molly. Yes, we really have been on this a little too hard.
I still haven't
Molly,
heard any
I'm
of it.
I'm with you. Trust me.
No, Harrison's going to see Hamilton, so she'll be on board. She's just, she as they say on Orphan Black,
thou
she's just naive still. No, but, oh. Oh, I can't remember. Oh, it's Harrison's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday,
happy birthday.
So
Harrison.
In several parts of the world, it is already Harrison's birthday, but she and I are 28 days apart.
That's right. Because so, hers is tomorrow. Yes.
Yep. Yeah, so yeah, this year like, it all falls on a Wednesday.
I thought, not today.
That's no, magic. No. Yeah, tomorrow. Did I say tonight? I meant tomorrow.
Well, no, earlier you said happy birthday, Harrison. I thought, that's not today. I didn't think it was today. So
I typed that?
Depending on where you're listening.
You may have said it out loud.
I don't know. Yeah.
You said it out loud.
Oh, okay. Yes. It's yeah. But she is actually at... Clinton rally.
Very nice.
And luckily during the last
three of
debate
us, guys. Three of us. I haven't listened to it either.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, do. No. Get there.
I know.
Can't stress it enough.
We'll miss you.
I don't care how you get there. Just
doesn't matter
get
there. If you I'll can. Listen to it at some point.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So.
How can we help you?
You know, how can we accommodate this? So
how can we teach you how to say hello to Hamilton?
So Clinton rally. It looks like, or let me just check back live updates. It was still
62 to 37 in California.
You know, I mean, there was a hope. I know there was a hope for Bernie because of the time difference that Bernie was going to be the wake up story that he won California. Like mm-hmm. he'd lose the headline cycle of the night that she was probably the presumptive nominee. But he was hoping to have the morning news cycle. I'm also obsessed by news cycles and when they happen.
I love it.
Because you should be expecting Obama to endorse tomorrow, Biden on Thursday, and Elizabeth
you
Warren
know,
by Friday.
In my rewatch of The West Wing.
You just got called Olita Adams by Bootsy. That's fucking funny to me right there. God damn, that's funny.
Zip it.
She has California. Sanders is taking Montana.
And probably North Dakota, and I think she won
South Dakota. But New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota, Clinton.
I really did not expect her to win South Dakota. I thought those five people would hold out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but it is... So the next few days are going to be polls shifting up and down and news cycles. And as I was saying to someone yesterday, and hopefully I'll pronounce it correctly, the coup de grace will be Elizabeth Warren is being held in the wings as the endorsement to finally like stop the insanity.
Right.
She may wait till after DC, but don't be surprised if she's the Friday news cycle.
Sure.
But she may wait till after DC.
She can be every news cycle.
Right.
So I mean, but that really is from what I was reading yesterday, they're lining that up specifically. And then you think of that team mm-hmm. that she has to back her up on the trail. I mean, you've got Bill Clinton on her side,
yep.
who's one of the best campaigners of the last 20 years and really Such sealed the deal for Obama's
speaker.
Second term.
Mm-hmm.
Those last couple speeches with no voice, full of passion, his speech from the Democratic National Convention where I forgot he wasn't running.
You're like, I vote for
that
Bill!
Truly was one of the best speeches I have seen, besides when What's-Her-Face from Michigan went all churchy.
Oh, Granholm.
Grenholm went all churchy at that one speech.
I
just want to know, like, what time is Grenholm speeching when they nominate a woman? When she gets
oh,
to...
Oh, God, I hope she's speaking.
Because I have a feeling they're going to let her or Elizabeth Warren be the person that nominates.
That'd
you know, Clinton
amazing.
Did the nomination for Obama, and mm-hmm. I really think the symbolism of who's going to nominate...
Yeah.
It would be nice if Sanders did it, but I think it should be a woman, in my humble opinion.
Mm.
I think that should come from another woman. But you have Carrie coming back on the road to campaign. I mean, there's just an impressive lineup of people that campaign well, ready to go. So it's going to be an exciting couple months.
I'm excited.
Yeah. It's been an exciting few months too, so it's just more, but I think all the big guns are coming now, and once everybody gets to come out and play.
Yes.
That's a lot of Secret Service.
I hope we get to be swing state so that they come here a lot.
Yes. I think we've been officially moved to swing state, if I'm not mistaken. Arizona is now officially purple. Nice. Which would not have happened with a Cruz or a Rubio, but Arizona's one to watch for.
I don't
like it. That's it.
Speaking of things to watch for.
Holy shit.
What happened? Uh-huh. I know. Do you want to do thoughtful?
No, we got 27 minutes or so. Are you doing your segment?
Minutes? Well, no, I'm not going to do a segment. I'm going to do one little story that I think is going to make almost everybody at the table kind of happy in a very bittersweet kind of way. And this story is
Six Seasons of Love.
That would only make three people.
5 million.
Demi Lovato 20. And Wilmer Valderrama.
Oh, I know.
Have called it quits.
I know.
Which means...
Please excuse me.
Which means the letter writing campaigns...
Worked.
Need to continue.
Yeah.
Really.
We're almost there, people.
I've already been contacted by authorities in California. I can't go over there.
Being one state away is not...
You know, they actually built a wall, oddly enough.
I've reached out to be, a shoulder to cry on.
Not for Wilmer, obviously.
Clearly.
All right.
He can go fuck himself. Or me. Whatever.
There's another pillow in the room. Sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
But longtime listeners take solace in the fact that my future ex-wife,
Ms. Lovato,
is now in a space to be ready.
Oh, that's good to know.
To meet me, fall in love with me.
You did already say Sharon's probably already asleep by now.
Yeah,
right?
Okay, got it. Yeah. Just check.
And I think I was clocked as the first person to slow down and look at Wilder. Is that his name?
Wilder Valderrama.
Whatever.
Wilder Valderrama.
Those of you may remember him as Fez from the 70s show. He grew up.
I believe the German pronunciation would be Wilmer.
I think my thought was, let's stick a pin in this one. He'll be ready soon.
The time has come.
It has. In fact, I'm gonna get a picture.
Stalkers, Googlers.
I will.
And actually, what sold it, and everyone thought I was crazy, and I said he was hot, and then he went on Mad TV, and they did Chips.
Yes.
And he dressed in that tight Eric Estrada costume.
Yeah.
He wore his skin. It was.
I thought you weren't a believer, Amina.
Oh, seriously, that cover from the BBC, so good. Mm-hmm. So good.
I haven't heard her do that.
Have you seen that one from BBC One?
Yeah.
Demi Lovato does an amazing cover of Hozier's song "Take Me to Church."
Oh yes, 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 yes.
She sells it. Wonderful.
She sells everything.
Yeah.
Seriously,
she's lovely.
No. She is really pretty.
I'm in a love-hate relationship with Stone Cold.
I can't see his hands. I'm a little nervous.
No, I'm trying to find a good picture of. We're right here.
Oh, that's good stuff.
The rest of my news for the week will keep.
What's interesting is I didn't realize until much later. Because I loved the TV series Chips when I was a kid. I remember watching it. I didn't realize there were subliminal things going on in that show that I had a full interest in. Now I'm like, Eric Estrada.
Who are they subliminal to?
Oh, no. I didn't realize it at the time.
Like, that's the difference between our age, though, because I was like,
oh, my God.
That smells good.
I'm trying to find a good picture of Wilmer Valderrama as
because it certainly
Poncherella.
Wasn't the plot of their characters that were keeping me watching that. It was
right.
Ricardo Montalban or whatever the hell his name is. And
but he was
Estrada?
Not Eric Estrada. Yeah, not Ricardo Montalban, no. Dumbass.
I should have never gotten rid of my Eric Estrada t-shirt.
that would have been awesome.
I should not have.
In hindsight.
It's very recent. It's like within the last 5 years.
It's very recent.
Dear diary, today I made a huge mistake.
Terrible mistake. Oh, I can't go to Buffalo Exchange and get it back.
Well, because that thing was snatched up before you walked.
They were like, the people that worked there were like,
she's got an Eric Estrada t-shirt in her bag. Alert.
It was
alert.
Amazing. He had the sunglasses on. The caption said, ladies man.
Oh, shut
it
the
was
fuck
so
up.
Good. It was such a good t-shirt. I'm pretty sure they still sell
that's
it.
That's like a brown top.
I had one that looked like that, but it said man for man. Okay.
They
still sell it at Target.
That's the most important story that I have for the week. So we can totally do thoughtful.
And I really get Laura Prepon being like the lesbian wet dream because there's just some from Orange. There's just but something in about her.
I mean,
just,
I get that something like I'm super. It I'm super attracted to that amount of crazy. Like I understand.
Because she's what? And she's Scientologist too.
How
isn't
many
she?
Of my girlfriends have you met? I'm super attracted to that kind of she's like a certain kind of like underlying crazy.
But I got.
Yeah, but we're all underlying like crazy.
Yeah, but not quite like that. Like just that dangerous.
Mine's got a couple sprouts up right. on the.
Oh, trust me, I had my borderline.
Up on terra firma.
Kind of, oh, look at that.
Yeah. You know? There's got to be a little of undercurrent change. Of when am I going to get stabbed happening. And then I'm really, well, like, that's what then it I'm leads really to signed
the excitement,
on.
I think, right? Exactly. That's what leads to the excitement.
If I'm afraid of a shiv in the middle of the night, yeah. then I'm really
if
like,
I'm sleeping comfortably I'm near you, in. I'm not in love. Right. Unfortunately.
If I think you might kill me at any moment.
Unfortunately, that's really actually weird. Kind of a true story, too.
Yeah, I think it's
if I sleep comfortably near you, then I wasn't really into it.
Yep.
Right.
You're pretty much like 99% of CBS sitcoms. I don't really care.
Terrible.
Nothing wrong with that. So what's thoughtful?
I'm not done Googling pictures. You guys keep
talking. You go right ahead. I knew you were busy.
All right, well, we have
he's
two.
Watching.
All right,
he's
two
watching
questions. Go.
Latino
two
porn well,
hang on. I'll do your. I'll do your.
Go ahead,
I'll do your thingy.
Don't do many favors.
Shut up. I'll do this. Hang on.
And now, thoughtful vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when important questions come up several hours after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? Good luck.
I'm going to go back to work. You guys continue on, okay?
And our bad. I think we have to go around and say something about Muhammad Ali, because honestly, there's much to be said, and like a full-length feature film actually suffered from its brevity, I thought. My one problem with that was like, well, we've got a whole like rest of a lifetime to cover, and this movie just ended. So, what anything strike you? And he died here in our lovely city?
He did. That
not in the hospital that bears his name, but across town, from what I understand, but I'm not sure.
He was at Scottsdale Osborne.
Yeah, and it's funny because part of St. Joe's is named after him. It's the Muhammad and what's his wife's name? Lovely wife? Can't think of it.
But, starts with an L.
But named after them.
That's what I got.
So, yeah.
I didn't realize that part. Mm-hmm. Huh. You know, I was surprised that the Muhammad Ali hadn't come up. I thought you might do that in entertainment.
I hadn't written anything down.
No, that's okay. I just thought, oh, that's weird.
We said Hamilton, and it was
right, and then it was done. Right.
It's right up there with getting me drunk and talking about Dreamgirls. Show's over now. It's all we're going
to
talk about.
Talk to him about Cher.
Yeah.
Good call. It's been very interesting because he is someone that, you know, didn't just kind of come to mind. Lonnie, is that it? I don't remember.
Yes.
Is it Lonnie?
Yes.
Okay. Nice job, Bootsy. Where he doesn't, it wasn't kind of on the tip of your tongue when you thought about people that really were very... They were big activists and really gave a lot back. You just, I personally,
and he did it just before all of us were born. So it's a little a part of his story that we
well
don't know as
one
well.
Of us was born.
Right.
Long time
and a part decades. Of history that, uh-huh. that kind of gets shoved under the rug anyway. So
absolutely,
like people aren't willing to talk about this part of us. They're not going to talk about one of the great rebels, the voices.
Well, and it was interesting because there were things, and just like with anything that you learn about someone, or it comes back into prominence after they pass, and all of a sudden you are like, oh my god, that's right, or whatnot. But that speech that he gave, not speech, but when he was doing that interview ish. And the commentary about why am I going to go over and kill black people
press
that
conference.
Have done... The press conference.
The press conference.
Not going
like, you're not fighting for my rights here. Why am I going to go across and kill somebody else?
Absolutely. And yeah. Amina's right. Muhammad Ali transcends entertainment.
He really does it.
The death of a prominent figure that would be more in your section. But it really was something. And what I had forgotten about, and this is... Not to take away from all of the amazing things that he had said and how he stood up when it was
for himself,
for and for himself, and yeah,
for a war fought predominantly by by a great percentage of black people.
And just to go, why would I? Like, yeah, duh, why am I going to do this? But what I had forgotten about and what I had loved growing up was his banter with Howard Cosell.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
It was that so was a great friendship
and fun just to watch them go back and forth.
Yeah, yeah. You better stay in shape. Like, who are you? Who's left to fight?
Yeah,
stay in shape, Howard.
And it really, know, and mine, and to wonderful. Think of that, to think of the time of that he did that, where he switched to Islam, changed his name, like denounced his gold medal, like everything that someone in public relations would tell you, like, oh, don't do that. And not out of like cowardice or demagoguery, but out of sheer like bravery and fuck you, I'm standing up for myself and this is what I'm doing. Like, I'm not going to be part of your, you're not going to make an Elvis like video of me going to war and sell it that way. Like,
and not just that, but didn't stand up. I mean, was very vocal about it, but quietly vocal about
right,
it.
Right, but...
because it was more of a...
took the jail term, lost his heavyweight... absolutely. Like, I mean, the personal... the personal...
his personal tragedies.
Sacrifices that... and the fact that he had to win a Supreme Court battle.
Yeah.
Like, that's an amazing
and it did
distance.
Not affect his ability to do good hair.
Exactly. Well, it's just a brown football helmet.
That's all I'm saying.
Does your dress go over your head?
Shield, it was red.
My work tends to be a little poofy when I'm nervous.
But I didn't. Oh my God! There's a hole. I didn't notice that. So,
but it really was. But that's what I mean by understated, because all of those things happened.
Yeah.
But it was.
But it's all part of a time that we just don't talk about or learn about. Like when you tell people about the Freedom Riders, not the Freedom Writers, but the Freedom Riders of the 60s, you get blank stares from just about everybody as to what that's about.
Sure.
Or they'll be like, "Well, that was a long time ago, almost in my lifetime." Yeah.
Yeah.
Not really.
So.
Yeah.
But I mean, that is the thing that I. How about you? Anything?
I have zero things to contribute. I could probably stand with a little education on Muhammad Ali. I know, you know, of his face and celebrity and
Olympic gold medalist,
boxer, and
converted to Islam, changed his name, was a famous protester of the Vietnam War,
conscientious objector.
And then for religious reasons and for personal reasons, said, "I, as a black man, I'm not going to fight someone else when our rights are not being upheld here," and was vocal about it. Like, held a press conference and said it out loud. Won the Supreme Court case and got his
unanimously
and fought his unanimously
on a technicality
and fought his way back into the boxing ring and then became the world heavyweight champion of the world after all that. So I mean, it's kind of a, most people don't get a second act. He got a second and third act, and then a disease champion and just a great person for
the one thing
equal rights and stuff.
Tying to today that I thought was really interesting was when you looked at it and you thought, maybe you all didn't, but I sat there and I looked at Aaron and I said, well, I wonder how Trump is going to fuck this one up.
Mm. Oh, no.
He's black.
We already did it.
Muslim.
Anti-American. I'm sure he would have figured that one out.
And then he came out with, that you know someone else wrote for him, something that was...
No, but remember 8-9 months ago, he put, there are no great Muslim athletes.
Absolutely. I'm saying what he came out with, what he tweeted once Muhammad Ali died, was a nice...
Well, he's not smart enough to remember I was an asshole 8 months ago.
Right.
And then or yesterday.
We want all Muslims to be banned, and we want this, and I thought, wow.
But
how
because,
are you going to turn this
because
one around,
he's so
buddy?
Mentally ill, he doesn't know that, oh my God, 8 months ago I had a brain fart and said this piece of horse shit because I hate Obama.
Right.
And he's like, oh, Jesus. And he does know him. They did actually know each other. Because
they had
Trump and Ali.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there is so much charity work and so many people coming in. And I may be mistaken, but one of those things that he had here in the Valley, that he did it every year.
The fight night.
The fight night that he did. I think Trump was one of the speakers or contributors or some part of 1 year.
Well, I do know there's a photo here of Trump presenting Muhammad Ali with a humanitarian award.
Yeah, I mean, they...
Wow. And it's... But it's that kind of...
Oh, he's mentally ill. Not Muhammad Ali.
No, absolutely. Trump. And Amina is right, and I'm sorry, Bootsy, to hear about your grandpa, because that Parkinson's is just so fucking frightening.
Oh, there's so many of those out there that silently people suffer through, and you don't realize it because they drop out of the public eye. Yeah, a long time.
I was really surprised by that. I didn't. So he was early 40s.
Yeah.
So I think 41 or 42, they said, is when it's when he was diagnosed.
When all of a sudden that came in, it's kind of like thinking about my dad passing away at 38. 81. Yeah. You know,
was that 81 he was diagnosed?
I think 84.
Was it 84?
I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I mean, to think about those ages, Kat's not there yet, but we've all just jumped past that. I mean, and you think,
like, I'm going to be on. Just punctually on time Alzheimer's when it hits.
Yeah.
Because we passed right by that early onset part of the program. Well, that train's right on time.
Well, you've already got the forgetting of names down, so that works.
I can just tell you how afraid I am of that most days.
I'll miss the train, but I won't know it.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to, truly.
And every time I see that commercial, I'm like, oh, Jesus, if putting your car keys in the refrigerator means Alzheimer's, then.
I'm fucked.
Check.
Yeah. I do a crossword Punch my every card. Night. Yeah. I read a lot of books. Yeah. I'm going to remember.
But have
every
you seen
one of
Still
you
Alice?
No, I haven't.
No, I have not.
Oh,
I need to read it. I want to read it.
Read it, because the line in it that scared the shit out of me in the movie is in the book.
Well, of course.
We'll talk about it after.
Anyway, digress. Right. Fine, sir.
Same as you. I love the comical part of him, because he was so. Fast, not only
and
on his
so
feet,
loquacious.
But he was humor was very good. He always had a comeback. I loved all of his little raps, I guess what you have to call them. You know, all the little phrases and sayings that he would make and all that. I just thought it was very entertaining and fun.
I didn't know
about all of the activism, obviously, until later on, because when I grew up, he was just Muhammad Ali, and I just knew who he was. Okay. But I didn't know about all the activism and everything else that he had gone through. In fact, I remember being my mid-teens and being confused about. Hearing, because obviously my name being Clayton, and I heard his name was Cassius Clay.
I was like, huh?
So that made me pay attention. But I never really delved into why the name changed or anything else until much later when I learned about that.
And my first thought was like, do boxers have stage names? Because I think I heard about his name, and I was finding out about actors having different names and being like, huh.
Did anybody else see the last photo shoot, the pictures that were published? I want to say CNN did it, or maybe it was MSNBC. I think it was CNN. And I'm sure they're all over just a few weeks before he passed, a British sports magazine came here and did a photo shoot of him, his final photo shoot. And they're just, it's interesting pictures to see, because you never saw him like that. He's really at the end of his life.
He's more debilitated.
But most of the pictures, he's got his sunglasses on. But there's a couple shots where he has them off, and you still see that sparkle in that eye. And it's just very interesting. If you find those pictures, it's very, very cool to see them.
The Washington Post has some.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it was for a British sports magazine. Yeah, I think that's one right there. But it's just so
British
interesting to see.
British photographer Zenon Texeria got the chance of a lifetime 2 months ago when he traveled to Muhammad Ali's home in Phoenix to photograph the boxing legend.
They're great pictures. Okay. It's just very interesting to see them. Almost eerie.
Okay.
Because again, you're seeing a man in his extreme twilight, where he's not the
Scottish son
person he was that we all think of.
Right.
The person who was jabbing back and forth with Howard Cosell
and so fast in jabbing in the ring.
Very interesting.
Thrilla in Manila.
Yeah. You know? So anyway, but it obviously sad historic. It's interesting, and I always think of this. I've never been on this earth when he wasn't here. I think about that with so many other people. It's like, well, now that person's gone. And it's just an interesting kind of a check mark in your life when you realize, you know, you're still going on, and people die off, and then that's just how life goes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Just an interesting.
Oh, I'll only have to, like, now I just have to, and this has been true for a while because he's been out of the spotlight, but now I just have to tell them about Muhammad Ali. And one of the things I think about with getting older is, like, you can never explain to anybody the insanity of the bicentennial. Like, and things come up, and you're like, what? Because it was 76, and we were nuts. Like, we as a nation were out of our fucking minds and couldn't control it. And then I'm watching the 70s, and you find out that Gerald Ford was using that whole bicentennial to drum up his presidential campaign, and you're like, Oh, so that's one reason. Like, there was a propaganda behind that. Mm. Okay, CNN, this week it's about AIDS on Thursday. Yes. Last week was music, and I thought, again, I was hesitant to watch it, but brilliantly done.
Brilliant.
So I'm really excited to see this Thursday is that. So we have two questions. We'll go as quickly as we can through these. One is from Anant, one is from Aaron. We'll do, first one, what is it, like, how do you challenge your assumptions? Like, what is it, like, when you go in with some kind of prejudice or preconceived notion, what, how does your mind get changed? What's the best
listening.
Way?
Listening. Mm. Listening to people. Not necessarily reading about stuff and just doing that, but actually listening to and hearing what people have to say that come from a different standpoint.
Okay. Anything recently that you've, any aha moments from that?
It's kind of a switch around. I was telling Clayton about it when I came in. Initially, with kind of the Trumpians and people that
trumpeters,
are
trumpeters.
Sorry,
nice.
Sorry. That people dear that darling. Are supporting that
the gun clinging, bitter slinging,
yeah.
But like,
I told Clayton that, and I've commented in the past that I love sitting down with people and being able to have conversations that of differing opinion, because that's the only way that I feel like I can learn.
And you can challenge yourself a little bit. And when you hear yourself defend something out loud, and you're like,
right.
Oh, that's really weak.
Yeah.
Whoa, in my head, it's brilliant, but I just said it out loud, and I'm like, oh, feel free to Swiss cheese that shit, because that won't hold up to nothing.
Did I just say that?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But then there was something on Facebook today. There was something on Facebook today.
I'll make mine very short.
That Molly had that we were talking about earlier. And it was the response that was on there. First of all, just startled the fuck out of me.
Right, yeah.
And in reading it, I told Clayton, made me just not want to say, I don't need to anymore. I don't need to actually sit down with anyone. Because if I were, and I say with love, sitting in front of that dear woman, I may be rude and may say something or physically do something, because I physically had a reaction.
I'd rather not open the box. I liked you better when you were just
Pandora.
Yeah, you just had eyes and a mouth, and I didn't know how either of them worked.
And normally it would be that I want to talk to somebody, but I just, after seeing that, so I guess that would be my kind of, anyway, digress, sorry.
Similar, but I prefer to read your opinion than hear it.
Okay.
I'd prefer to read your perspective, be it fiction or factual. I think I get a lot of my empathy and worldview through reading.
Okay.
I think listening is probably the biggest part that I do, because I don't read a lot. So I listen, and I know how I am. I lie in wait and I watch and I watch your.
I'm not running behind or running late.
I am lying in wait.
Hamilton again, fuckers.
Oh, I was.
But
like,
I just. But we'll I just watch. I just watch people. I prove it to me. Let me just, you know, if you say you're this, that, or the other. And you've told me that, and you've preached it, and then I'll just watch you, and I'll watch your actions, and see. That's usually how I.
And goddamn, and he's willing to wait.
Yeah, he's willing to wait.
Oh, and I, because I'm the one who'll. Oh, fuck you, Hamilton. But I'm just because I'm the one who will wait.
Well, listen, so you.
I will wait,
then
and I will
play along.
I will hold my, if you call it a grudge, I will hold my stance until I see otherwise, and then. We'll move on from there.
Right.
And it's taken years in some cases with certain people.
See, now, but that's like a personal thing. But when somebody has like a different, like, I like to like argue with them and then wait for them to say something, like, when they, like, something just rings is like, well, I haven't heard that before. And then I'll just keep it and be like, okay, I don't, like, I can't speak on that. Don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. But I'll be the first one to be like, dear diary. I need, and go home and look something up, and then I'll like, couple sources, like, is that legit or is that like just sheer fucking crazy? Sure. And then you'll find out, or if somebody sends me something like, here, read this, and then I'm like, all right, I read the article, but then I need to look at the banners. What crazy are they selling? Is it like aliens are abducting
and
children?
And then checking into it, like you did before with many times, but you made mention of somebody sending you something.
And then I go through all the other stories, like what else are we selling?
What other kind of crazy,
and then
right?
like who else told this story and what angle did you go from? So that was from Aaron.
Next one. We're running out of time, and I got pictures to show.
So we'll do it while we talk. Make it that way they have something pleasant to look at.
No.
I
want full concentration.
Climate deniers, vaxxers, this whole anti-science community, Where did they come from? Thoughts? Any guesses?
Fucking religion. It's exactly what it is. They are brainwashed.
But Bill Maher's show had an interesting... yes, but wait.
Go ahead. I didn't see Bill Maher.
I didn't either.
To your detriment.
We have a DVR. I haven't seen
We haven't talked about my Netflixster either, so fuck you. I'm going to get there.
Where do they come from?
Like, what causes this?
Oh, it's just passed down. It's ignorance that's passed down, but I think fully I agree.
That's what Dad believed. That's what Grandpa believed.
Exactly. That's why I vote the way that I do. Right. That's why they told me to.
And that's what I would
they
guess.
They told me to.
Yeah.
M'lady?
Fear. You know what? I was... tiny story. We were... our youngest is in a special ed class, and so we were talking about, while we were camping with, you know, some mutual friends, we're talking about some of the challenges of some of the kids in the class, and, like, minute stuff, but dietary stuff, and there's this one kid in a special ed class who is on every anti-everything dietary restriction you've ever seen. It's gluten-free, it's dairy-free, it's soy-free, it's
flavor-free.
Right. Well, and we call them no-fun cookies because there was a recipe in a Christmas party. Like, there was, because these are little kids. Like, these are kindergarten through third grade kids. These are little kids. And I was thinking about that, and I'm like, you know, going, well, why is this kid, like, on all of these things? Because none of these are medically necessary. Mm-hmm. Like, none of these are anything, and it's fear. Like, can you imagine? And you have to use that empathy. You have to use that. I've talked to somebody, and I've, you know, read about their perspective. Like, can you imagine being so just fearful and uneducated and uninformed that you're grasping onto everything for a reason for why this happened, especially to your own child? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the anti-vaxxers, especially, you know, somebody reached out and scared a whole bunch of people about
the internet
and vaccinations and autism. No, there was somebody, I don't remember the story behind it, but there was somebody really pushing that anti-vax thing.
Oh yeah.
For their own profitable purposes.
Internet keeps it alive.
Right, the internet keeps it alive, and Jenny McCarthy keeps it alive, but it's fear, 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 and ignorance.
We have 90 seconds. Mine is, I believe it's fear, and it's religion, and it's hand-me-down knowledge. Go.
Yeah, and mine is fear mixed with the internet, mixed with a little bit of religion, but the thing you can't put down is that these people are reading in circles. They don't read outside of what they want to read. They make friends with people that support their ideas, and if you can't... And that's why, like, the two questions fit together so beautifully, because you are just kind of you just think, oh my God, vaccines are evil. I'm just going to read the things that support this idea.
Oh, of course.
So how do you get over that? Who do you finally, like, open your ears to and not be like, oh my God, you're just a denier? So, I mean, it's such a weird combination.
Okay, and our last minute, five pictures. We talked about this a minute ago. So the TV show was Chips. The guy in front is Eric Estrada, played John Ponciarello. I don't know how I didn't realize I was in love with him, because this is one of his promo shots back in the day.
Oh my God, either I need a poster up in my room.
Either need a crotch shot or shirtless.
So then you go to that fabulous 70s show. This is Wilmer Valderrama playing Fez, the character on the 70s show. I loved him. And then he grew up and became this beautiful fucking man right there. And just so that Kat doesn't feel left out, here is the breakup picture for Demi Lovato and him.
But
so
just have one baby together that we can all love.
Seriously, right?
I'll help raise it.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'll help conceive it.
I'm a really good stepdaddy.
I'll fluff him and get him ready.
All right.
For those of you on the audio-only feed, it's gonna cut us off, but it's okay.
We're the fluffers for the Valderrama. That chick, baby.
There you go.
Valderrama, baby.
That chick.
Anywho. All right, kids. Internet. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Everybody in the chat room, I think we're going to come back next week. We're not sure. But wrap up tonight's show, let's leave you with this parting thought. We will
see you next Tuesday.
Cut.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.